feet all day long. Grant's always there to say when he's wrong. They've got the feud that just won't quit, and Melissa's the one who has to deal with their sh**. Now the LSD, they don't do it for free. While you're living your life, they're watching TV. Now the LSD, they do it for you. And soon you'll be watching them too.
Hello everyone, and welcome to the Big Brother 21 Roundtable Podcast. This is the podcast where we break down everything from the feeds. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Brent. How you doing, Brent?
I'm doing freaking fabulous. It's an amazing weekend, Big Brother. Obviously, we've gotten a few extra fans on the RHAP page and chat right now because I see people in the chat going, what are these rankings? I've never heard of them before. Hello, welcome.
Welcome back, maybe, is the right answer to that one. Also with me tonight is Melissa. How you doing, Melissa?
I'm great. I was going to bring a prop piece of pie, or maybe a real piece of pie, because I was going to eat a humble piece of pie. Yes. Because I misjudged Jessica Milagros, our savior of the season. Or at least for now.
Yes, for now. We are live on YouTube and other places as well, like probably Twitch and things, which means that you can join us in the YouTube chat if you want, or you can hang out in other chats and be a cool kid, a bottom feeder that will someday rise up and take control of all the chats, because that's what we have in this week of Big Brother 21. It's a whole new game. Whole new game. The entire field has been leveled and
been blown open.
Yes. The bottom feeders are now regular feeders.
They really are. It's amazing to watch because I have to tell you, spoiler alert. If any of the former six, meaning the former four, meaning the three that are probably going to be left after this week, if they win HOH going forward, I don't really have a clear clue who they're going to go after. And that tells you as much about the shakeup of the house as anything, I feel like.
Yes. So we've got plenty to recap here for you as we go over the week. The last time we spoke, it was Sam and it was Kat on the block, and it was looking like Sam was gonna go home, and that was that. And we were heading into next week. The six shooters had decided, okay, next week it's Nick and Nicole on the block. We'll send Nick home. Everything will be nice and fine and happy. And that did not last. What Cliff and Kat had been doing for a while is feeding information to, Cliff was feeding information to both sides. Kat was feeding information specifically to Holly. And so this information about Christy was getting back to Holly, and it was starting to make her suspicious. We had been talking about that. The cracks were there. We said that they had been smoothed over, but they still existed, and that we expected them to blow up. Maybe not next week, but probably almost definitely by the week after. No, sir. By that week, by the end of that previous week, they blew up because Sam decided to start campaigning to Jackson, and he let loose the floodgates and everything clicked for Jackson. At the same time, Cliff was confirming things for Holly, like the fact that Christy told him about Jackson being the rogue vote, and things really just blew up from there. We saw a lot of that on the excellent episode last night, where Jackson decided that he needs to jump ship from this group. We need to jump ship from Christy, and I want to take Jack with me. He's my bro, Melissa. I can't leave him. I'm hearing that Christy's against him, too. I can't just leave him there. He's coming with me. I love him. He's my bro.
Well, can I quickly say that Sam sacrificed himself for the good of us all, because if he had not done that, oh my goodness. Like,
this, well, it nearly saved him.
It nearly did. I mean, it didn't, but it nearly did. And you know what? I have to appreciate, like, before we, like, you know, move on and talk about everybody else, like, because Sam really won't be discussed this roundtable probably, but I'm just going to say that, like, you got to give Sam credit that he was fighting till the last minute. He had, you know, he actually had a good strategy to stay. I mean, you know, there's a lot of like, hey, you know, at least they tried, but he really almost stayed. And sure, he didn't stay, but I have to give credit where credit is due. And I think that Sam actually has game smarts, and I, you know, I got to give it up to him.
Well, I believe it was the last roundtable that we talked about Sam's idea of using this information in his eviction speech. And I said, that's a terrible idea. What he should do is go to somebody individually and be like, hey, I'm going out. I know I'm going out, so I might as well just tell you everything. Here are my deathbed confessions. And that's exactly what Sam did. And it worked very, very well. In fact, I have no doubt in my mind that if the connection between Holly and Kat didn't exist, he would have been able to flip Jackson and Holly, and they would have had the votes there, and they would have been able to save Sam. However, he didn't need to have that connection, because that connection also helped him out on the other end eventually, because Jackson is going to go to Jack and try to bring him on board, bring him off board as they're jumping ship from the six shooters. And he is going to say to Jack, look, We need to go away from Christy. This is no good. Unfortunately, Jack has already talked with Tommy. Tommy has convinced him that these are all lies, that it's being spread by Cliff and Kat, and that he shouldn't believe them. So Jack says, what about, aren't we here just hearing disinformation? Aren't they just spreading disinformation? And Jackson says, no, because they know each other. Kat and Holly know each other. So why would that be disinformation? And Jack is just silent. And this should be a major giveaway to Jackson that this is not working, because Jack is not saying a word about this. But Jack is going to tell Tommy. Tommy is going to flip the vote. And that leads us to the utter chaos that we saw on last night's episode, Brent.
Yeah, I will say that I don't want to give Sam much credit, because he did have an opportunity to save himself. And where was he when he had to do the actual saving? And he was nowhere to be found, Melissa. He was standing outside with the bottom feeders, just like as a voyeur of the Big Brother game. I'm like, bitch, you're in the Big Brother game. Walk into the room and save yourself like Kat did. Kat was like inches away from going home. And she said, and they even tried to keep her out. And she's like, no, I'm going in. I'm going to go in and say, like, so am I going home? Because the minute she starts asking to their face, am I going home, to Christy then responds with, I don't want you to go home. I love you. And then that starts the ball rolling down the hill. And as you saw from the episode, Christy was an integral part of saving Kat. So I don't want to give him too much credit. Yeah, he might have like was the little spark that got everything going, but he wasn't there to fan the flames at all. And I feel like more than anything, it's the missteps of Tommy and Jack that are the real cause of this week, not anything Sam did.
Well, look, I'm going to say that I completely disagree with the chat, because everyone in the chat is saying that Sam is the worst Big Brother player ever. He's such an idiot, so stupid. Like, I'm sorry, I don't think Sam is stupid. I don't. Maybe he didn't do enough to keep himself there, but yeah. I don't think he's stupid. By any means, I think he's actually really smart. And I think that he had good intentions and good ideas, and there was just not enough follow through. I think that
I agree with that.
You know, I do agree with Taryn saying, you know, that he definitely shouldn't have done like said stuff in his eviction speech or whatever. I mean, when has that ever worked? I don't think that's ever worked where someone's been like, I'm going to blow up their game and then I'm going to stay. And then someone's actually stayed from that. Like, I don't think that ever happens. And so if he had gone with that, I would have been like, okay, no, he, you know, whatever. He has no idea what he's doing. But like the fact that he, you know, decided to blow things up, I mean, before the speech, I just feel like the fact that he was planting seeds throughout the week, I am absolutely not on board with saying that Sam is dumb or that he's not a good player or that he's the worst player ever. Like, I'm not on board with that.
I mean, yeah. I'll give 30 seconds about Sam, then I'll shut up. Like, I don't think you can wash away all of his sins in the Big Brother game for the first 4 weeks in that last bare minimum campaigning that he did to Jackson, where literally he's going home and he's trying anything to stay. I mean, Melissa, he had multiple chances to change the trajectory of his game from week one to week two to week four, multiple times where he all he had to do was to open his mouth to say something, to realize, hey, you know what? I'm not in a great position here. And he didn't do it. And so I'm not willing to give him much credit for the base level campaigning that he did at the end of the week. I mean, I guess that's better than doing nothing, but it's not a lot, Taryn.
Yes, I will say, I think that Sam did the right thing. I think it wouldn't have worked if the ingredients weren't already there for everything to blow up. And the ingredients were created. I would give the most amount of credit to Cliff and Kat for particularly being the ones running that information, really tearing down those walls between Christy and Jackson. Obviously, Kat had the in with Holly, and that helped that situation quite a bit. And Cliff being able to go back and forth and feed particular bits of information, in particular that bit about the rogue vote, which I think was what really sold it for Holly, who wasn't quite on board until that moment, in my opinion. So I think that they really created this sort of unstable formula, and then Sam was the one to light the match. And you know, I do give him credit for lighting that match, because there are a lot of people who play this game and would never have the courage to light that match. But he's also no like mastermind that orchestrated some big blow
up. Did anybody say that? The chat is like, Melissa is absolutely counting down to a Brent rant against Melissa in 3, 2, 1. It's like, chat, shut up. I'm like furious right now. It's like everyone's saying like, Sam did nothing. Sam did zero. He was below average. It's like, okay, everyone, like Sam didn't save himself. He's not a genius mastermind. I didn't say he was a Dan Gheesling character. I literally said, we got to give him some credit for trying and not just laying down and taking it. Like I'm beyond right now.
Lay off of Melissa in the chat.
I agree with you, but I would like to go after, look, Sam isn't here anymore. That's the bottom line. I really feel like that the people that we really need to go after for terrible gameplay are Jack and Tommy. Those are the people that I really want to go after this week, because I feel like I agree with Taryn when he said last night in the chat or on the show that worse than actually making this move to flip, which Taryn didn't even agree with was necessarily the right move, it's the idea of this move getting out and not making the move, because if they had made the move, then Kat wouldn't be there anymore and they would have Sam, and Sam with Nick, and they just saved him. I think you've got a batter shot on the mound against a fastball. Oh my God, it's a sports analogy. Save me. Trying to hit the ball. I feel like they might actually have a chance to save Jack this week against Jackson on the block. Are you with me? If it's those three plus Nick, plus Sam, after they just saved Sam, they affirmatively did it. They saved Sam. We're going to save you this week. Will you be with us? Sam's the kind of guy I do feel like who would feel indebted to them. And going forward, they would have his vote at least for a week. And this week they could save Jack, but they don't have him anymore. And the idea, not only did the idea get out, Kat knows that they were willing to flip on her. So her loyalty is now being shook as far as the six goes. Everyone knows about the six because they were all arguing in the room. I mean, yeah, it was an open secret quotes before, but there's a big difference between everybody sort of knowing about it and openly arguing in the boat room. I mean, that is a bridge too far, I feel like, because now everybody knows, to which you fast forward to today, where Kat is asking Tommy, so Tommy, I have a question for you. So there's a six, right? So why was myself, Nicole, and Cliff all approached to be the seventh of the six, to which you get at the face of Tommy going,
I don't think Tommy did a good job in that moment. Like, I feel like sometimes Tommy's does okay in situations, but in this one, like when he's confronted, but this one, she was just like, why are we all the seven? He's like,
oh, she was feeling herself too.
You were officially just according to just to make sure that you know that you were the official seventh, as far as I knew.
Girl,
I didn't know anything else. We're jumping the gun though.
Can I also just say, like, just speaking of Tommy, like on Sunday night with the dueling Tommy impressions of Brendan and Rob, I was like cracking up. It was just so much Tommy, like, in my ears, talking about Poison Ivy, talking about everything. It was just really great. I loved it so much.
Yes. So Tommy and Jack, when they find out that Kat and Holly know each other, decide they need to initiate this vote flip. And I said at the time, I wasn't sure that this was the right move for them to begin with. But once you start, you must follow through, especially as everything blows up. And I want to commend Holly in this situation. We talked about it last night a bit, but her diligence there, managing to sense that something was off. She is, you know, listening in. She overhears Sis and Tommy talking. She bluffs her way into getting Tommy to reveal the information. She does everything she can to get it all out in the open. She essentially scares Christy and Sis into submission, and Christy and Sis decide to shut this down, which was a massive mistake on their part, and on Jack and Tommy's part for not preventing the shutdown, for not pushing this through anyway. And so what we saw was an aborted flip. They stopped the flip from happening. And now Kat has remained in the game. We get to the HOH competition and Jess is going to win the HOH. And this is why it is a whole new ball game here, because with Jess as the HOH, Sam being evicted unanimously, Holly and Kat are going to continue to deny that they know each other, that, you know, oh, they're going to do their best to do damage control. Like, oh, it was all Jackson. It wasn't us. It wasn't us at all. But that's quickly going to go by the wayside as Cliff and Nicole start to encourage Jess to take a shot at the remaining four, and to team up with the two that have, you know, kind of come apart. That's what Cliff has been telling Jess for a long time. And so they're all going to go. They're going to celebrate. They're going to go upstairs. Kat is going to suggest putting Jackson on the block next to Jack, and that's going to be the game plan for Jess. Jack and Jackson back on the block here, Melissa.
Yes, and I just want to say that earlier Seth in the chat said the biggest twist of the season so far was Melissa turning against the chat. You wouldn't expect it. Expect the unexpected.
You're the voice of the people. What the hell happened?
No, I don't know. Apparently, there's just this new rivalry.
You gave Sam a little bit of credit in the chat. Yeah.
I gave an inch, and the chat takes a mile away from me.
Yes. So Jack and Jackson go up on the block. We talked about this a lot. I felt like this was a mistake. It really left the door open for the veto to really screw them over. Luckily, though, we don't really have to worry about that because Jess is going to end up winning the veto. Now, throughout all of this, we have Cliff's Angels plus Holly and Jackson. That's sort of who we're talking about. It's a group of six. And I don't even really want to call them Cliff's Angels plus Holly and Jackson. We'll get to the state of the house later. But they're all on board to keep Jackson and to get rid of Jack. The votes are there. Nick is also on board, but is still playing both sides. There's plenty to talk about here with Nick. But Jess wins the veto. She's getting increasingly suspicious of Nick, and what she wants to do is try to bait him into voting to keep Jack, so that they know where his true loyalties lie. And Kat is going along with this as well, and they're playing dumb to Nick as he tries to, you know, explain to them that he's with them. And Nick is going further and further over to Tommy and Sis on that side of things. However, Nicole is the bridge that is going to bridge that gap. As she gives Nick the heads up that he is not being trusted by Jess and Kat and that he needs to continue to try to work. Nicole and Nick, their relationship is going to continue to develop here over the course of the week. These are all developments that I think will be important as we get into the coming weeks in this whole new house here, Brent.
Yeah, I'm really glad that Nicole is there to be able to sift through some of the misinformation that's coming from Nick. I think the story of this week is that old habits die hard, and we have had a house where people have been sucking up to these six players for the longest time, that it's really hard to break that. And I feel like Jessica and Kat are both aware of the fact that Nick is doing that. He's trying to suck up to Jack and Tommy and Christy and stay good with them in case the pendulum swings back and they win HOH so that he can be good. And Kat recognizes that she used to be that person and in some ways still is that person a little bit and doesn't like it. She wants him to be a little bit more out. She's not willing to say, look, I'm okay with you having the swing vote position, which is much like in BB19, where everyone was seemingly okay with Paul having the swing vote position of never having his true loyalties outed. You want the person who is your loyal person to be outed so that they're with you. You don't want to feel like they have a leg up on you. So I got where they were coming from. And I do feel like it would have behooved Nick to be a little bit more open about, no, not say, because the thing he kept saying was, Jessica, I'll do whatever you want. I'll do whatever you want. Jessica's response was, well, I'm just HOH. I've already done my work. The house has to decide what the house wants. No, 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 no. Nick, you need to say, look, I want Jack out. I want Jack out. I want him out yesterday. He betrayed me. I want him out. That's all you have to say. This, I mean, I know that there are weeks where saying I'll do whatever the HOH wants behooves you. This is not one of those weeks. They need to know where you stand, and where you stand is against Jack. Let them know it. I'm glad that they know it now.
I will say, and I do not mean to defend Nick, because I think there's a lot to criticize with what he's doing. He has told them he wants Jack out. He's told them multiple times he wants Jack out. He was part of the initiation of the plan to get Jack out. He's told them he wants to take Jackson off the block in order to make sure that Jack leaves. And after telling them all of that, they continue to say, well, we're not sure what we want to do yet.
Because so I think that's with them.
Right. And that's what I think we should be criticizing. Because I, like I'm saying, he has told them the right thing. It's just that they still keep telling him this ambiguous stuff. So I actually think that he's right to be more ambiguous with them as they continue to be ambiguous with him, because it does seem like they're trying to bait him into a trap and he doesn't know which side of the trap he's going to land on. So I think he needs to start to take a step back and be a little more cautious with what he tells them, given how they're treating him. However, it should be obvious that the reason this is happening, and Nicole has even told him, is that he is hanging out with Tommy and Sis and these people and Jack far too much, and yeah. His solution to that was to go up to Kat really suspiciously and be like, hey, let's hang out more. I want to hang out more often.
God, terrible.
Which is terrible. Like, that's not how it works. You need to just genuinely hang out with them more often. That's how it works. You need to sacrifice one relationship in order to win another. And that's how you get somewhere with people. I don't think this is a game ending mistake for Nick, but I do think he's limiting his options in terms of who to work with in the future.
Yep, I agree. I'll say this, that he better be glad that his name is not on the tongues of anybody in the house right now as somebody that they're really going to go after come next week, whoever is HOH, because gameplay, I don't have a lot of faith in his ability, but position wise, I really like where he's at right now.
Yes. All right. So what Nick wants to do, and this is why I think that, like, if Nick was a player I had more faith in, I would love where he's at, because I feel like he's in a really prime spot to bridge the gap between some groups and to form some kind of end game group moving forward that I think could really be deadly. And that group that he wants to form is himself, Tommy, Sis, Nicole, maybe Cliff, maybe Holly. He's not sure about like who else is going to be involved there, but he has that's the ideal group of people as far as I'm concerned. Because you obviously can't have all of Kat, Holly, and Jackson. They know each other. You can't have Christy. She's too dangerous. He has a great relationship with Tommy. It puts him in the middle of two pairs heading into the final five. It's also necessary for everyone involved to be involved in that alliance. So I do think this is the right group to choose moving forward. But he's just not a good enough player that I have faith that he's going to actually be able to make it happen. So I would have to hope that Nicole, Cliff, or Tommy, or somebody manages to pull this group together if they ever want to see any kind of success here, Melissa.
Also, I hate the idea of that group moving forward.
Well, it's better. It's better than Jackson, Holly, and Kat, right? I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't want Sis going anywhere near that point in the game.
I don't see Sis.
I'd rather Holly, Jackson, and Kat go for
it. Then have Sis up there, yeah. And like, I just.
I wonder if the chat. Like, chat, if you would rather Holly, Kat, and Jackson go forward with Nick, do a one. If you'd rather him go with like Sis and Tommy and whoever the hell.
I feel like it's the Sis thing that I'm like stuck on. It's like he has a crush on her, so he wants her to stay in the game so what, he can flirt with her. Like,
here's what I don't want. I don't want Jackson to become Beast Mode Cowboy. I've always felt like he is sort of that character, and I feel like if he stays in the game for too much longer with Jack gone to like avoid him being douchey, then like he, I feel like in that last episode he already was kind of like he's now outcast and now he's a little bit of a heroic figure.
We gotta get him out.
I want Jackson to go. I don't want that group to. And also the other reason, I not only do I want Jackson to go, but I want all the pre-existing relationships to be canceled. I don't want this group to succeed because of their pre-existing relationship and just dominate the game from here. So
honestly, let's just get out Jack, Jackson, and Sis, and then we can figure it out.
I'm on board with that.
We'll just figure it out.
A cowboy, it's all hat and no cattle. I tell you, because he doesn't hold a candle to cowboy. But we'll see.
Yeah.
By the way, the chat was really with me. I feel like they were.
They were posting numbers, but I couldn't.
The way we phrased the question though was also like not fair, because it was like, would you rather him go with Kat, Holly, and Jackson, or Sis? Like, we didn't even say like the rest of them. We were like, would you want Sis?
Right. And the point there was it's Kat, Holly, and Jackson, or Nicole and Cliff.
Yeah, it's like we forgot the good people on the second option.
Yeah, I do think that's the best path forward for Nicole and Cliff.
Phrase it as like, do we want him to go with Holly and Jackson or Nicole and Cliff?
Yeah.
No, I think, yeah.
And then
I think
Nicole and Cliff wins.
All right. So that's, I mean, I'm just happy that we have these options to talk about. Like, there are so many different ways really this season can go from here.
I know we're going to talk about the state of the house, but I don't know what the state of the house is.
It's completely different.
It's so great. I feel like every single week it's been like, okay, so we still have the 6 or we still have the 8 or whatever. And then there's like the other people. Now I feel like there's actually like, some things going on in there where we don't have that 6 anymore.
There was a 9. There was an 8. There was a 6.
Oh, my God.
I wasn't part of it. It's none of my business.
She's still saying it.
Like, the first time, I will say the first time, it's like, yeah, she's right. There were those things. Yeah. But then it's like, okay, like, that's enough. Like, we get it. You don't have to tell this to every single person. All right.
She keeps saying it to her allies, too.
She's so mad about it.
I was just talking about how there was a 9, there was an 8, there was a 6, and I wasn't part of any of it. And it's really none of my business. She loves to say it's none of her business. She said that again today.
The thing is, it is her business. She's HOH. Like, I mean, all of this is her business. And you're playing a game, and it should be your business, and you should make it your business, even if you don't feel like it's your business. I just feel like, that is like the worst cop out line ever. It's like, well, it's none of my business. It's like, yeah, it is.
All right. So Jess is not going to use the veto. That means Jack and Jackson are going to remain on the block. And Christy's power is donezo. It's out of here.
I'm so happy about that because she basically got to use it during Clips and HOH.
Exactly.
I mean, it was the same result where she got to effectively name who she wanted to get up on the block. So I feel like this is the fairest result and I'm glad that it's gone.
Yes. So in the meantime, Tommy and Sis have been talking about Cliff and trying to pull him in, mostly to save Jack, but also they're like, but if Jack goes, then also Cliff, maybe we need somebody. So they're working on Cliff. Cliff is telling them what they want to hear right now a little bit. He's not telling them what they want to hear. He's being vague. He's allowing himself to be seen as a free agent, somebody that can be picked up. And so they continue to work on him. Now, I'm interested in tracking Cliff's position here as well, because I do think, like I said, I do think that Cliff actually might need these people. If he does not have them, he might get suckered in by this Cliff's Angels alliance, and that is very dangerous for him, because it's not really Cliff's Angels, it's Holly's Angels, and it's Holly and Jackson's Angels, because Kat is connected to Holly, Kat holds Jess, and that foursome, I think, is the real power. And that's going to be very dangerous for Cliff and Nicole if they don't start working with some other people as well. Cliff has the opportunity here. Whether or not he takes it is something that I'm very interested to see moving forward. Tommy and Christy are also just today going to try to do some damage control with Kat. It's not going to be successful. Kat is very anti-Christy and Tommy. Christy is basically the number one target. Tommy is number two for them. And that's how that's going. Meanwhile, Christy and Tommy are wanting to target Kat. She is their number one target, and Holly is their number two target. So those two pairs are really gunning for each other, and that is what's good for the house right now, outside of those people, obviously.
Yeah. Cliff doesn't know it, but he needs to be praying for Christy or Tommy HOH.
Yes,
next
yes,
week.
Like 100%.
If you're Cliff or Nicole, you better hope that they win HOH next week and they can do your dirty work for you and get and break up that Holly and Kat coalition there with Jackson, because otherwise I feel like that the whole house is in a world of hurt.
Yes. So the votes right now look like they're going to land somewhere around 5-3. Like I said before, though, on I think the update that we did together, Brent, I expect this to end unanimously. I think that right now, Tommy, Christy, and Sis have hope that there's a chance that they can maybe get the votes. But I do believe, you know, Nick has already told them the votes aren't there. I think Nick is going to continue to tell them the votes aren't there. Cliff will eventually let them know he's going the other way. And I think that everybody will end up going, you know, in that direction. And I expect it to be either unanimous or like maybe there'll be a pity vote here thrown in here or there.
Yeah, I can see that. The thing about Nick is that he's not really having to own any of this. He's being able to go back to Tommy and Christy and Sis and be like, look, the votes aren't there. I know, like, he was talking to Sis about Cliff. She was like, you don't think that Cliff would vote for with us? And he's like, no, I know. She's like, how do you know? He's like, I know. Just trust me, I know. So, like, he's able to couch his disloyalty insofar as not voting for Jack to stay in a way where, look, the votes just aren't there. I can't do anything about it because the votes aren't there. Now, if they really knew how he felt, then I feel like it would be a different story. If Tommy knew that Nick was actively working against him here and really wanted Jack out of the house, I feel like he would have a different view of Nick. However, Nick's playing big brother, and I'm here for it.
Yes. So that's about where we're at now. So let's talk about the state of the house, because it's an exciting
one. It's wild.
Yeah. The state of the house is one of my favorite things to do every week. And when things don't change, it can be very boring. It's, the last, you know, 3 or 4 weeks have just been, it's grateful plus extras. It's six shooters plus extras. No longer. The six shooters are dead. They're done. It's over. Stick a fork in them.
Woohoo!
Don't eat them though, because they're not cooked.
I'm sure this is the right place to bring it up, but I do feel like in some ways having Jack and Jackson up on the block was ultimately the right thing for Jessica, because if they weren't up on the block, like if Jackson wasn't up on the block, I feel like he would actually be a vote for Jack to stay this week. And I feel like there might be some way for the six to get back together. Don't you think, Taryn, or you don't necessarily think that?
I don't necessarily think if I had planned it myself, I would have put, you know, Jack versus Sis or Jack, really Jack versus Christy or Tommy. And then if they win the veto, then they use the power and they put up whoever and you vote out whoever. Great. If they don't win the veto, then you use the veto to take somebody down. Maybe at that point, put Jackson up or not. Like, I think just okay. The act of keeping Jackson safe and Holly safe is enough to bring them over to your side anyway. I don't think that Jackson would have wanted. I don't think 1 week is enough to keep to have Jackson and Jack make up and to have all this stuff happen. I think the risk of the power being used to take out Jackson or, you know, whoever, I think that's the worst risk in terms of having the six come back together. Cause I think if Jackson's gone, then I think that Holly and therefore Kat and Jess run back to the other five. Cause they still like Christy at that point. So I think that's a very deadly place to be. So I think it was not worth the risk here. Ultimately, though, once Jess wins the veto, I did like Jackson and Jack up on the block next to each other. And I would not have advised that she use the veto to replace Jackson with Sis or whoever, because them being on the block, it does have some positive bits to it. As you mentioned, you know, keeping the two sides opposed.
Right. Because Jackson's like, I'm not even going to campaign against Jack this week. Like, he's like, he's still my boy. Like, I gave him my word day one and I'm not going to change that. And I'm like, you know, if you weren't on the block, I feel like that they would actively be working to get the six back together, because believe me, the remnants of the six really want to get back together. There are people within the six, Tommy, Sis, who are like, but that we remember, those were the good old days. We used to have control of the house then, you know, like, come on. Like, so I'm glad that these two guys are up on the block.
Yeah, I mean, I think he said that in the sense that, like, you know, because he's leaving, I'm not going to kick him while he's down, and because I gave my word. But I think he's been very clear. Like, he hasn't said a word to Jack. Like, he does. He is like, he burned me twice now. Never again. You know, I do think that there is a chance that if Jack stayed in the house for longer than just this week, that there, you know, maybe they could somehow, you know, get back together. If Jack decided to turn on Christy like he kind of wants to, then I could see that working out somewhere in the future. But you know, luckily we don't have to worry about it. So we have Jack. Well, I say that we should talk about this at some point. It's been in the back of my mind all week long, but I haven't wanted to ruin the mood. So before we get into the state of the house, we've talked about it before, the scheduling of the season. How usually, like, the way that things are scheduled, if we want two double evictions, means probably a jury buyback, where we might see one of the first four evicted jurors or something along those lines come back into the house. Just something to throw a little water.
So what you're saying is, looking at, you know, when the finale's coming up and you looked at the and basically when the final five and the final four happens and all that, and you're thinking that there's going to be a jury buyback. Is that what you're saying, Taryn?
Yeah, I mean, that's the general thought, right? I mean, that's how the seasons have worked. They've had somebody come back into the game for the last, you know, four or five seasons.
I don't even remember it happening in Big Brother 20, but apparently it did.
He's got it.
Right.
Yeah. So we have to kind of expect that, I think.
You can't plan for that. You know,
right.
Yeah.
And I, you know, Jack is real good at most kinds of competitions. If it's physical, I think he'll do well. If it's mental, he's going to do well. So,
well, you know, I'm
a little concerned, but
I'm not a big fan of Christy at this point. I think Jackson will probably be out of the house by that point. You know, who knows?
Yeah, maybe we only have to have one of them come back.
Well, because here's what I'm worried about. If the Jackson, Holly, Kat, Jess group does continue to do well, and then Jack comes back in, I think Jack will come back in saying, Jackson, I am the worst. I apologize so much. I think he runs back to that group because there might not be anywhere else for him to go.
Look, I'm just having such a great week.
This has been burning in the back of my mind all week long, and I've held back because I didn't want to ruin anybody's fun, but I had to like put it out there into the world because it's there in my head and it does exist.
Like, there are many, many possibilities. First of all, he has to win the battle back. We don't even know who's going to be in the battle back. We don't even know what the competition could be. If it's like a wall competition, there's no chance it's going to win that, I don't think. So, I feel like there are many, many ways for this to go. And I have to believe, look, Julie Chen's on Twitter, like, anti-tweeting Jack. I don't think the producers are purposely going to make anything available for him to win his way back into the game. I think they are, the producers I'm talking about, are glad that the fans are getting their pound of flesh right now, getting Jack out of the game. And that's also why I think they did this whole stupid field trip thing with America voting so that they could just let us get our feelings out. I mean,
I don't think so, because this is another thing we should talk about, because as Melissa was 100% correct to go off on last week, this has been ridiculous, rollouts in terms of like how they're describing this twist. Do you send your favorite to get safety, or do you send somebody to be the third nominee? I don't know. It's up to you. As though there's any kind of choice, the way it's presented, where they're saying that it's a, who are you going to send on the field trip? It's a special trip. It's a special competition. They can win safety. It's just like, no, it's all terrible. Bad. It's 100% bad. This does not seem like an outlet to get your pound of flesh. This seems like a trap. This seems like a Jess and Kat trap where they're like, I don't know. Are there sides? Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? You tell me. It's like, no, it's bad. It's so bad, Melissa. Yeah.
I would say, honestly, like, I highly recommend vote for who you do not like, because the odds of somebody winning safety, especially somebody, I mean, imagine a situation where you vote Jackson, Jack, and Nicole because you want Nicole to win the safety. Well, Nicole's not going to win any competition versus Jackson and Jack. Like, there is no way. So you might as well get everybody that you don't like in there, because two of them are going to get bad things. So say, you know, okay, worst case scenario ends up with like Sis getting safety. Okay, fine. Sis wasn't probably going to go this week anyway. So let's continue on. Like, I just feel like it's not worth it to risk any of our favorites for, you know, just the possibility that they'll get safety. I'm saying right now, vote for the people that you want out of the house, because someone's going up on the block and you just don't want to risk it.
Look, I, you guys can say what you want. I feel like that when the votes come back on whatever, it's going to be Jackson, Christie, and probably Tommy. I mean, like, I can't see anybody else not being voted into this stupid thing. We'll see.
There are online polls where, like, Cliff is fourth and Nicole is fifth with Jack involved at the top. Like, that's so deadly.
I haven't seen any online polls where Cliff is ahead of Tommy. Have you?
I could see Tommy getting, I feel like a lot of casuals like Tommy. And I just spent the whole weekend with some casual viewers, and or at least that some of them were casual and some of them were not casual. But yeah, I didn't want to insult anyone who might be watching this thinking that I'm calling them a casual.
Oh yeah, that's a question. Jessica asked in the chat, do you have to have a CBS All Access membership in order to do this vote? Like, I'm pretty sure you do, don't you? You can't just like randomly log on to CBS.com and vote.
You need an account, I think, but I don't know if you need all access.
Like, there's people like my mom don't.
They tried to have me sign in when I was like going to check it out. I haven't voted yet, but
yeah, I still feel
people
like
people are saying no, you don't need all access.
Well, they're saying yes. Whatever. Anyway, we'll see. I think we're going to get what we want.
But think that casual viewers might not be so inclined to sign up for an account just to vote. I know that
want as many votes as they can get. So I wouldn't expect them to like force you to. I mean, maybe if it may be an incentive to create an account. But
yeah, Bill said that he logged out of his CBS All Access account and then it prompted him for his Facebook login. So maybe that is what it is.
I can't even find the place to vote.
That's what I've heard. I've heard it's very hard to find.
Where do you get it?
I saw someone tweet it earlier, but like I don't know if it's easy to find. They don't even talk about it on the Facebook thing. I went to the Facebook page, or at least maybe they put it on there now. But when I checked earlier on the Facebook page for Big Brother to see like what the casuals were commenting, because I was trying to see if they were like, oh, vote for who, there wasn't even a post about it. So I don't know if they're like wanting us to vote.
Somebody said they Googled it. The chat is saying that they Googled it. Yeah. Like, how many casuals out there are Googling this?
Yeah. I can't find it for the life of me. Just going on their website.
Stack
just
says
to be clear, I think it's very, very important to vote in all of our regular elections. Okay. just to be clear, because I said I haven't voted yet. For this situation, I sometimes feel like I should try to be like neutral about it. I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm undue influencing
all right,
the thing if I vote. But I was planning on voting. But in real life, you've got to vote, everybody. Vote.
As my mom says, can we stop borrowing worry? Like, can we just move on?
I just pulled it up. And I will say I went to go cast like vote to see if it prompted me. And my first instinct was, okay, Nicole, vote. That's terrible.
Okay. We'll see. I think we'll be fine. Well, I think we'll be fine. It's fine.
Okay. Yes,
it
does.
I don't think we'll be fine, but I think we'll be okay. We'll get through it, guys.
It does prompt you to sign into your CBS account, but I do not believe you need all access.
Okay. So you at least need a CBS account. So yes. Who the hell has that? Come on.
Well, you can sign in with Facebook. So
besides us.
all right, so
let's wait till that happens to talk about it.
God forbid we talk about a thing on Big Brother before it happens. you know what happened was last week we laughed at Melissa as she talked about something that didn't need to be talked about too early, and now who is laughing, Melissa?
Who's laughing now? None of us, because this is the worst result. This is not what I wanted.
All right. Well, and I will say again, I feel like because of the way this is set up, I would advise to vote for the extra people that are not the big names like Jack and Jackson and Christy. I would advise like Sis and Holly and or whoever it is that you don't mind seeing go in there. If you want to prevent people like Nicole from ending up in the field trip, if that or even honestly, I could see Kat. I think Kat is a big person that people not only might vote in accidentally, but maybe she's kind of like a polarizing figure. I could see a lot of votes coming in that way as well. So lots of different ways things can go in. So let's talk about the state of the house. Let's talk about it. We have the remnants of the six shooters. The remnants, that is Tommy, Christy, Jack, and Sis. They are about to be completely demolished here. Sis
Dunzo
does not trust Christy. Tommy is doing his best to kind of drop Christy while maintaining some sort of face. I think Tommy and Christy should be pulling a Hail Mary and just completely separating, get into some kind of fight, something like that. They're not doing it yet, but they should. They should be doing it. Jack is leaving this alliance. He's about to go home, so that's bad for them. They do have Nick, and I do believe that Nick is loyal to Tommy and Sis, but not to Christy. So this whole thing is completely gone. I would expect some sort of Tommy, Sis, Nick group to form. I really expect that Christy will be the next target. Either Christy or Kat or Holly, as it looks right now, will be leaving next week. And if Christy leaves, I do think that that Tommy has some kind of upside here moving forward with Sis and Nick in terms of creating some kind of alliance. But right now, it's a whole big mess over there and not looking good. Then,
yeah. Oh, sorry. Just stop you 10 seconds. I think it's amazing. Like, I literally started to map out, okay, well, if this person wins HOH next week, who are they going to nominate? Who are they going to go after? It's like literally Kat and Holly going after Tommy and Christy, Tommy and Christy going after Kat and Holly. That's how it feels to me right now. And you can say, I don't think that Holly's going to have the cojones to go after Tommy and Christy openly. I think she will.
Especially
with Kat prodding her. Oh, yeah.
The whole house wants Christy gone. Yeah. Every single person in the house, including Nick and Sis, wouldn't mind Christy leaving. So I do not think it has.
Including Tommy.
I think Tommy too would be like, sorry. I don't think it will take any kind of cojones to send Christy out the door. So I do think Christy is in a ton of trouble. And of course, also Kat and Holly, to some extent, are in a bit of trouble as well. But not nearly as much, because it's much many. I don't know what Nick would do, to be honest.
He's not going to go after Tommy. And I feel like Tommy would be in his ear to not go after Christy.
Yeah.
Christy,
he wants Christy gone next,
yeah,
but I could see Tommy convincing him to take the shot at Kat or Kat, like put up Kat and Jackson or something like that. And Nick would not want to put up Kat, but she has continued to fall in his priority list because of the way that she and Jess are treating him.
Right.
So something to watch out for. So then you have Cliff's Angels. It's Cliff, Nick, Cliff, Nicole, Kat, and Jess. This is sort of an alliance. This is sort of a side, but it's really just Cliff and Nicole. Kat and Jess, I would say, are more a part of the other alliance that we'll talk about after this, but they are sort of in the dominating position right now. They hold the power. They are still together and they're still doing things. But really, at the end of the day, they are just a tool that is being used by Holly, Jackson, and Kat. And that alliance, I'm calling, they know each other. Holly, Kat, and Jackson, they have Jess as kind of like, a fourth, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Somebody to be used. And they are currently being targeted by the remnants of the six shooters, and they are currently targeting the remnants of the six shooters. So that puts Cliff's Angels in the best position, but they are still not really power players in the game because they are still outnumbered by either side that are currently battling it out. So that's the state of the house in terms of alliances. There's a lot of things happening there. There's essentially three groups that are all kind of, you know, intertwined, and there are two of them that are targeting each other, but the one that is sitting in the best spot has the least amount of power. And then there are a lot of individual relationships that I don't usually need to list out because they're not particularly relevant to the state of the house. But when things are this fluid, it's time to talk about duos in the house. You've got Cliff and Nicole. They're tight. They're working together. You got Nick and Nicole. They're also working together. They're very tight. You got Tommy and Nick. They're very good. Tommy and Christy, obviously, knowing each other outside of the house. You got Tommy and Sis as another duo there. You have Kat and Holly, obviously, know each other outside of the house. You got Jackson and Holly, obviously, having sex on camera. And then you got Kat and Jess as a bit of a duo there. So those are the relationships that I think are going to matter even more than these alliances. Those are the duos, the relationships that will eventually form the groups that eventually you go on to make waves in the game here, Melissa.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like this is, I mean, yeah, these duos were always kind of in place, but they never really mattered until now. And now I just feel like the whole game is wide open, and it's just so nice to actually finally have things to talk about that isn't just like, okay, what's going to happen for the six shooters this week? Okay, what outsider is going to get evicted? I just feel like we finally have some movement. We finally have things happening and like reasons to watch the feeds and everything. It's just, I'm very happy this week. It's just a lot going on.
I will say that the only person that appears more than twice in that list of people that Taryn listed off as far as duos go is Tommy. So if you're not a fan of Tommy, sorry about your luck.
But yes. Do we also kind of feel like Kat is in two separate duos, one with Holly one with Jess?
She's in two. She's just not in three.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you said Tommy was the only one who's listed twice.
More than twice.
More than twice. I see.
Okay. People who are in two are Holly, Nicole, and Nick and Kat. Okay. But Tommy's in three. Cliff only really won. Cliff has kind of a relationship with Nick, but he hasn't really worked on solidifying it. I think he should be. And that would give Nick a third, in my opinion. There's also, of course, Sis and Nick, who could also be a duo there. But I try to only include pairs that are like most loyal to each other, in the sense that I think Nick is most loyal to Tommy and Nicole. I think Christy is most loyal to Tommy. Sis is most loyal to Tommy. I think Jess is most loyal to Kat, who's most loyal to Holly, and so on and so forth. So I didn't include some pairs like Sis and Nick, because I think Sis chooses Tommy over Nick every day of the week. And I think that Nick has more people that he would choose probably potentially over Sis as well. So, that was my reasoning there. So very, very exciting and fluid state of the house here. Very excited to talk through the Stockwatch here. We're going to rate the players. It's going to be very exciting. I did want to mention, though, first, it's something I forgot to mention it might have been last week, might have been 2 weeks ago at this point. And I very much apologize to this person for forgetting to mention it. But there is a person on Reddit. Their username is Hi From My Time Travels. Yes, they have lexical gustatory synesthesia. Which is, and Melissa, we talked about this, because I know you saw this as well, where it causes them to taste words. And they posted about the taste of the house guests. So like they hear names and they are associated with tastes. And this person is actually a listener of the podcast. And so they decided to make a post about our names and what they taste like.
Oh my goodness.
All right. Out with it. What do they say?
So, Brent, you are you're bread.
I'm bread.
Bread.
They said that the beginnings of the words usually coincide with the beginnings of the food words.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
So that makes sense.
Yes.
So Taryn's a tamale.
Taryn's a tomato.
I was very worried, because basically somebody said on Twitter, like, or on Reddit, they were like, oh, I wonder what Taryn's name tastes like. And I was like, is it wrong that I hope I don't taste bad? I apparently taste like grape Laffy Taffy.
Okay, no, I don't see how that relates to your name. I was thinking,
yeah, except for the shirt you're wearing.
Yeah, Taryn the Taco.
I do enjoy tacos. There was somebody in the comments that said I was hoping Taryn's would be plain yogurt.
It should have been plain yogurt. Yeah, I see Dooms in the chat complaining that this is stupid. Yeah, you know what? We're covering Big Brother 21, Dooms. Sometimes things are a little stupid. Shut up.
Everything is.
This is Melissa. A show where people are walking around with penis heads on top of them. Tommy, shut up.
Yeah, come on. We need to have some civil, intelligent discourse here about the penis head.
Melissa, you apparently taste like a whistle lollipop.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
I think I've had those. That's like really dating me. It's like a sucker that you have that you can literally make a sound by blowing through it. Yeah, I did that when I was a kid. I remember.
There you go. And also, Rob is broccoli.
Broccoli, okay. Rob.
That was fabulous.
Like Broccoli Rob, the food. It's a thing. Okay. Broccoli Rob is a food.
All right. What is Broccoli Rob?
R-A-B-E.
I've never heard of that before. Yeah, if you're going to make us the synesthesia person, if you're going to give us foods that we taste like, we have to actually know what the foods are.
Yeah, sorry. Your food taste is wrong. It's incorrect. I'll tell you what I taste like.
All right. Well, thank you to Hi for my time travels. I found that to be really fun. So I want to make sure I brought it up on the round table where we're allowed to do things like this.
Yeah, it's our show, Doom.
Poor Doom. Doom has been attacked by like all of us in the chat already.
Doom attacks us every second of every day.
Exactly. Yeah, wait a second. Doom hates for us. What? Why am I defending Doom here?
All right. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Let's get into the Stockwatch here. Let's bring it up on the screen if you're watching along. There it is. If you're listening along, then we'll read it out to you. We're good at talking numbers, saying numbers, especially when they're only 1 through 10. So this is, of course, the segment where we rate each player on a scale of 1 to 10 for their game this week, how they're doing, what their chances are of winning the game. And we are going to start with Jess, who has very consistently been quite a low score. Here, she started at a 4, dropped down to a 2, has consistently been a 2 for a while. Brent has given her back-to-back 1s. He has given her 3 1s over the course of the season. Myself and Melissa were a little more generous for the most part. However, Melissa also gave her a 1 last week, so I was the highest on Jess overall. So I'm going to take my winnings.
All right. Well, I will go first on this one. You see this paddle? Whew! I will not be using it today to give Jess a 1. Look, I have to say that I don't want to say I was totally wrong about Jess, because I think that on the trajectory that she was on with the house dynamics as they were, that it was right to give her a 1. I don't think there was any universe where she was winning. I think if she got to the end in that universe, she would have lost. probably.
Well, how about this universe?
I'm talking about this universe. So I'm moving on. So as I said, I'm defending the one that I said, because I again, you have to have a few comp wins in Big Brother, modern Big Brother I'm talking about, in order to win at the end. People have to like you. Again, more people, I can't remember who said this on Twitter. Maybe it was Morgan or Evil Dick. I honestly can't remember, but somebody on Twitter, maybe it's the BB president, who said that more people have, in the history of Big Brother, have won Big Brother simply by being nice to people and social rather than plotting and scheming behind the scenes. So I think that there is...
I don't know if that's true.
Well, that's what they said. So I'm going to... This is my mea culpa to Jessica. I think that she is on a trajectory right now where she could possibly win the game. I don't think it's terribly likely. However, even after this week and her putting up two big targets up on the block, no one's coming for her. No one's coming for her. I think that's really telling. She's well-liked by people. I know that Taryn and Melissa and myself have gone on about the fact that she said what she said during her HOH reign about there was a 9, there was an 8, there was a 6, blah, blah, blah. But what that does, though, it keeps her out of the drama. So people don't remember her HOH reign as drama-filled. It's just like, well, she did what she had to do. She got a target out of the house. Like, she got the biggest target out of the house. And then she went back to being just a regular house guest. I think she could win the game, especially because if you consider that if she gets to the end of the game, she's probably going to win one more competition along the way that'll give her at least 3, maybe 4. She's obviously has some sort of memory ability where she did great in that fireworks competition at the beginning of the season where that could have changed things when she was against Jack as the final two standing. I really like where Jessica's at. The only thing that I don't love is that she doesn't have a lot of duos. The only duo that she's a part of is Kat. But Kat is part of the biggest group in the house currently. And so I like where Jessica's at. I'm going to move her all the way up from a 1 to a 6. I like where Jessica's at and no one's coming for her. I think her position in the house is great. She can win the game. Again, I gave her a 1 because she couldn't win the game. Now that I think she can win the game, I feel like it's a whole new ball field for Jess.
Well, 1 to a 6. So I thought you were too low on her previously because I felt like in this universe, she did have a chance to break free and to gain some win equity along the way, which I do believe she has. But now I feel like you're too high on her.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I'm having fun with the Stockwatch. She won HOH. She won Veto when no one expected her to. She's getting out the biggest target in the house. And at the end of her HOH week, everything is scattered. What more could we ask of her? I mean, Taryn, there were moments where I toyed with giving her a 10. How could she have done better this week?
She could have done better this week by having 5 weeks prior to this where she had been doing well. That's how she can be doing better, right? In my view.
Okay. Yes. I feel like 6 is that's about average. It's a teeny bit in the good scores. And I feel like that's where Jessica's at right now. She's a teeny bit in the good scores. So go ahead.
All right. Well, okay, so this reminds me of last week, actually, when we were rating Jack, which we'll get to very shortly. And you gave Jack a 7 last week because his position was good. And what I said about that was that I felt that Jack was in a good spot, but I didn't feel like he did anything to earn that. That he is still the Jack that was of the 4s pretty consistently up until this point. And just because his spot was a little bit better doesn't mean that he's all of a sudden become a better player. And that's how I feel about Jess. She's currently in a spot where we are rooting for Jess and we're very pleased with what she's doing. And her position in the game has certainly improved, but she's still the same player. And I'm still watching her make all kinds of mistakes. And when I look toward the future about what her end game is, her best chance right now is going with Kat, where Kat is more loyal to Holly. And in this group of Holly, Kat and Jess, where they won't even, I don't think any of them would take Jess to the end as a goat. And that's terrible for Jess. I think that they would get rid of Jess at Final Four if they went down to 4 there. And I think she's losing the ability to be taken as a goat in general because she's winning these competitions. She's starting to be seen as a threat. With that comes win equity, but it also comes with a target. And I'm not sure that she's a player that can that is equipped to handle that target. I would love to see her continue to improve in the game. But right now, I think that she has just made a moderate step forward in her game. I'm going to give her a 3 up from my 2. I think that she is still a long way away from winning this game.
No.
I think she is a long way away from winning this game, and she has a long way to go before she can get into the more likely than not to win the game territory. So that's where I stand on Jess this week. Melissa is very upset with me.
Melissa's waving her hands at Taryn.
Look, I'm just saying that I, going into this week, was like, okay, even if Jess wins HOH, she's going to end up trying to get in with the six. She's going to put up like Cliff and Nicole or something crazy. Like, I literally thought that, like, I had zero faith in Jessica last week. I honestly thought that, like, even if given the opportunity to do something in the game, she was going to do it wrong and that she was going to make the wrong move. And that she was just like, I was just beyond over her, totally disappointed. Thought that she was like just totally worthless in the game. And this week she has totally surprised me. Okay, like, I mean, she wins HOH. Like Brent said, she wins HOH. She puts up the two biggest threats. She wins veto. She keeps the nominations the same. Like, she's going to get out one of the jacks. And I just feel like it's like, I got to give her props for that. I honestly thought that she wasn't even going to do that. I thought that there was going to be, she was just going to put up whoever, try and get in with the seven, or even just say like, oh, there is no six, and still like deny. And look at what she's done. So, you know, I'm not willing to give her a 10, but I do want to give her credit for this week. Maybe she's not going to win the game, but maybe she will. And that's the thing, is that last week I would have said there is no possibility that she's winning this game. And now I think there is a possibility. So I'm going to give her a 5.
All right. I think maybe one of the differences here is that, as I said, I was the highest on Jess prior to this week. And I'm going to say this. Nothing about this week surprised me at all. Coming from Jess. This is exactly what I expected from a Jess HOH. I thought that she had the potential to flop, but I would expect that she would do what Kat wants her to do, which is what she's doing. And so I wasn't surprised at all from this week. And that's probably why I am not quite as high on the transition from where she was before to where she is now. Also, very polarizing here. Tons of people saying, Taryn is the voice of reason. Tons of people saying Taryn is wrong.
Taryn is a hater.
Yes. So, we'll see where we go from here. All right. So let's talk about the audience rating. The audience, a little bit in the middle here. The audience went with a 4 for Jess, which I believe is going to mean that Jess actually goes from her rating of 2 to all the way up to a 5, which means that if you are holding on to Jess' wow. shares, you just doubled your money. There you
That's
go.
That's crazy.
You did.
People yes, said it was impossible. Money. They said, we've got to change the rule. It's never going to happen.
I do not own any Jess shares. I did ask Alexandra, before this week, I said, how many people own Jess shares? So there are some people out there who own Jess shares. I don't know who they are, but there are some people who are going to be happy with this. And even if I did, I was close to giving her 5. I was like, I'll give her a 6 because do I feel positively, neutral, or negative about her week? I feel positive about her week, and I feel like it's a 6.
All right. There you go. Let's talk about Jackson, who got straight 3s from us last week. Things weren't looking good for Jackson Holly the last time we did these ratings. Holly and Jackson had neglected to take a shot at the other side while at the same time pissing them off, and it was starting to look like they might be in trouble. Lucky for them, the vote nearly flipped but didn't, because now they are back in a good spot, and we do have to give Holly some credit for that. Maybe Jackson a smidge of credit as well, but certainly not nearly as much as Holly, in my opinion.
I feel like giving Jackson credit because when Jack came to him in front of a group of people and said, but you said that they know each other, Jackson quickly backpedaled.
That is like, true, yeah.
But week one, day two was when I told you that. And of course, Jackson going, but you said it a different way. Like, I've never seen
a different
Jackson,
way.
But the thing is, I mean, he does have a point. It's just that, like,
oh,
the
of course,
way
but Jackson,
said it
Jackson's
was
lying
like,
to him.
Yeah. This, yeah, well, also the way he said it was different. Like, the way
but
he
he's
said
not
it.
Saying that in open company, though. In open company, Jackson's like, no, I would didn't say it a different way. I was talking about week one. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Jack's talking to Jackson the way he was. It reminded me of Matt Klein's in Big Brother 19. The one right. time he blew up and he was like, "What? What are you gonna do? What?"
That was so embarrassing for him.
You said the thing. Come on. They know each other.
Reality Reacts in the chat is like, Jack is literally a Disney villain.
He just like ran across the bed too.
All right.
That whole blow up with the whole, what are you gonna do? And that whole thing, like, from previous seasons, like, I can't even get that out of my head, and I wish I could, because it's so embarrassing for him.
So embarrassing.
Like, yeah. It just is so, like, the whole time he was so calm, cool, and collected, and then all of a sudden he's like, what are you gonna do?
Right, and remember that.
The voice, like, goes up.
That was one of the first times I, like, actually reenacted the feeds on the live feed update, because
That was one of your best impressions, like,
by the way, remember that Matt Klein, that's the guy that Alex Kidwell, former LFCer, knew before the start of the season. He's from Baltimore. And he was like, this guy, I think he's going to be good. I'm like, I want that one back, Alex.
I will say this. I have seen Matt on Twitter. He's actually responded to some of my tweets. Very, very self-deprecating. Very much like, what a terrible player I was. Yeah. He seems to be handling it well.
Yeah,
good. But I'm still sad about that one.
Okay, I interrupted your Jackson.
Yes.
Reading ability.
So Jackson now has actually found himself in a pretty decent spot. I think that Holly is clearly the better player here between herself and Jackson, but Jackson's actually, theoretically at least, in the better spot right now, because he's being saved, and the other side is more mad at Holly for lying to them and for saving Jackson than they are with Jackson himself. And while a lot of people don't really want Jackson around, there's actually not a single soul that's targeting him at the moment. And that's kind of crazy. And so I'm looking over here at the audience score. I want to give the audience a little more of a spotlight. I want to let them have they're always the last people to give their rating. I want to give them the first rating this time. Just give them some more credit here. The audience last week gave him a 3. This week, also a 3 for Jackson. The audience has not moved on Jackson. So I'm curious to see if we move up or down on Jackson, because we all gave him 3s as well. So, Melissa, I'll start with you. How do you feel about Jackson this week?
I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, I do feel like he's still, I feel like maybe right now we're not talking about him as a target, but I feel like he's not just going to disappear. I feel like I see in regards to him and Holly, I see Holly protected by people, and I don't necessarily see Jackson protected by people. Right now, he's being protected because he's being saved, and everyone's concentrating on, like, we got to get Jack out. But I don't necessarily feel like in the future, Jackson is, like, in a much better position than he was last week. And I do feel like he, first of all, he totally blew it with this whole they know each other thing. I mean, that was really bad. And then second, like, I don't feel like he's gotten any, I don't know. I don't feel like he's been able to, like, tamp that down. I feel like people are still kind of freaked out about that. And he always seems to have something surrounding him. I feel like there's always something going on with him. And I feel like also, you know, he's a big physical threat. So I don't feel like people are going to forget about him. So I feel about the same as I did last week. And I didn't feel that great last week. I don't think he's a dumb guy. So I do think that there's a chance that if he is in a sticky situation, he'll be able to bring himself out of it. But I still got to give him a 3.
Okay, a 3 from Melissa. I have historically been relatively high on Jackson. I gave him 6s, and then I even went as high as a 7 one week, and then down to a 5, and now down to a 3 from last week. So I do think he has potential. I still feel like there is something just inherently believable about Jackson. When he talks to you, you believe him. Nobody ever really thinks that they're being lied to by Jackson. The only time he's ever gotten into any kind of controversy about is he lying to me is this whole situation where he was forced to take back something that was true, this whole they know each other thing, and is trying to pretend that he didn't actually say it, which is obviously a bit sketchy here, but for very good reason. And so I still feel like he has the innate ability to do well in this game. He's now in a better spot than he was in prior to this whole situation. In fact, he's in the best spot I think he's been in almost the entire game at this point, considering where he was placed in within this six, within the six. So I'm not nearly as low as I am on him from last week. I'm going to go up from a 3 to a 5 for Jackson. I do feel like if he is ignored for the next couple of weeks, which it looks like he might be, then we have to worry about this fact. I do see Holly, Kat, Jackson, and Jess as the new power in the house. And I think that Jackson is going to be protected by that, especially if we continue to look at Holly and Kat as the primary targets there. And so that's how I feel about it. I'm going to give him a 5. Brent, what do you think?
Are you at all concerned that he's going to go this week?
Not concerned in the slightest. I think there's a 0% chance he leaves this week.
You don't think there's any chance?
No chance.
Nope, no chance. We shall see. It takes me back to Once Upon a Time, season one.
It would be fun to play this clip back when the vote flips.
I'm saying it so that way when the vote flips, like I can.
Yeah, but I feel like that's BS.
That part where I say, "Well, wow, interesting."
Yeah, I haven't.
I feel like the 90% of the time the vote doesn't flip, though. Like you're not going to go and play this vote. This clip
exactly,
back.
So I can say it, and then that way it's only good if it actually happens. So.
I have. This is the most confident I've been all season that the vote is going to stay the way that it is, and that Jack will be leaving on Thursday.
Yeah. Well. Take this clip, everyone.
I'm going to be very fancy, Fencerton, so I'm going to give him a 4. I agree with both of your assessments. Taryn, I take your point that he's a part of the biggest group in the house, and of that group, he is not being targeted by anybody in the house currently. Although, on the other hand, I take Melissa's point in that this kind of a presence, this kind of a guy, it's very hard for him not to remain a target for long. I mean, he's such a volatile presence for a reason. There's a reason the fans dislike him. And I know that in the house, he can be very charming at times when he wants to be. And he also has the JT effect, meaning, you know, when you talk with that little bit of Kentucky country accent, people tend to believe you. They don't think that they're being lied to by somebody like Jackson. So that works in his favor. But overall, I feel like that if you're objectively evaluating his score, that 4 is the right score for him, because I feel like 5 is a little bit too high, but 3 is a little bit too low, because 3 is a negative score. And by negative, I mean, it's one of the bad scores where you get penalties in our rating system. And I don't feel like Jackson is merited that at this point. I feel like he's done a good enough job. Like I said, it's really hard to backpedal in a group of people when you told somebody something, they know you said it, and yet now you're denying it to them, who knows that you said it in front of other people. And yet he held his own during that conversation. It wasn't pretty, but he did enough to confuse them enough where they made a mistake and they kept Kat in the game. So I'm here for him right now. I feel like a 4 is okay.
Yes. I also want to say that Kat has turned around on him again. And this is obviously a potentially temporary situation, but Kat now likes him again. She thinks he's a good guy again. That's good for him. Jack being the first person in jury, I think, as a solid vote for Jackson, if Jackson ever gets to the final two, as somebody that really got burned by Jackson in some way, he feels like it was his fault and that he wronged Jackson. And I think that will really, really be an influencer on him in the jury.
I feel like he did. Like if he has any real objectivity about it, Jack has to realize that Jackson was trying to help him. Jackson was like, I would die for you. I would take a bullet for you. And I do think that Jackson was that kind of guy. I mean, it's really hard to find that kind of presence in reality TV, a guy who will go with you till the end of the earth and willing to step off of it if need be. But that's the kind of guy I feel like Jackson was for Jack. The problem for Jackson is that Jack wasn't that kind of guy for Jackson, and instead he betrayed him for Christy and Tommy, and now everything's all blown up.
Yes. And so I just want to say, like, I would not be surprised if Jackson is capable of beating Holly or Kat in the final two, especially with the rumors that Holly and Kat know each other. That might be seen as an unfair advantage.
I feel like that's going to come out, too. If one of them goes to jury, I feel like they're going to have to own. Did you guys know each other?
Exactly.
Yeah, we know each other. Yeah. So I don't think that's going to help them.
Exactly. And so Jack will be beating that drum. We know that Jack, you know, as much as we feel about him, he is still pretty popular in the house in terms of like opinion. I could easily see Tommy, Christy, that whole group feeling the same way and deciding to vote Jackson over Kat or Holly. So I do think that this is something that that we should be keeping track of. So there you go. All right. Let's talk about Jack. Jack, in my opinion, on his way out the door, I don't see any chance that he stays this week. But like I said, there's a potential that there's a jury buyback. And I also feel like here's the thing. I'm not giving him a one. I think there's no chance he stays. I'm still not giving him a one because I think there's a chance he could come back. And if he came back, I think he'd have a chance to win. And so I'm not going to drop down to a one, but I am going to give him a two because I do feel like, again, there's no chance that he stays this week. And I really don't have a ton else to say about him. He made a massive mistake revealing the information to Tommy. We talked about Jack last week. We talked about what a great position he was in. Brent gave him a seven. I said, he's in a good position, but I don't think he got himself here, and I don't think he can handle this position, and I feel like that's exactly what happened. He did not hold on to the information. He spilled it to the to Tommy, and that, you know, that evaporated his middle position, and his whole game was exposed. Jackson feels burned by him, and now he is on his way out the door. So, two from me. Brent, what do you think?
Yeah, I was just going to repeat the same thing. Like, I'm not going to give him a one because I feel like there's a small chance he could come back. And if he does come back, I feel like that's a winning formula for him. So it's a two. Again, massive mistake. This is a guy who you should have recognized was so into you. Jackson so looks up to Jack. He's like, he was like his bigger brother or something. Like, Jackson really thought he was bros with Jack. And then you just totally screwed him over for freaking Christy. Now you don't even trust anymore. So, I mean, I really want to give you a one, but I don't feel like you deserve it. So it's a two.
Yeah, I'm going to give it two as well. Same reasons that you guys said. I mean, what is it with people that they can't just like keep their mouth shut when they get information? It's like that information could have been really useful down the line.
Really could have been.
He just ran to them for not really any reason. I mean, you know, he could have used the connection between Holly and Kat in order to further himself in the game, and instead was like possibly going to flip the vote to keep Sam. Like, I feel like none of that benefits him. This could have been really beneficial later on when he needed it. And instead he just like went straight to Christy and Tommy and, you know,
Jillian Coney in the chat is like, what is this comeback business? A secret battle back? Well, we have looked at the schedule and we're looking at the fact that they usually have one or at least two double evictions every year. And right now, if you look at the schedule, it looks likely that there's going to be some sort of battle back or buyback amongst the first four jury members, as they have done many, many, many times in the past.
Yeah, we could also get lucky and maybe it's like a reset. You know, yeah, basically exactly. What they had planned in Big Brother 20 was for Caitlin to stay when she had the puzzle situation, and then they'd have two double evictions and one buyback. But ultimately they had to cancel a double eviction, or at least that's what seems likely, and just have the one buyback. So we have had one buyback. If we have two double evictions, we do need something to be scheduled in terms of another buyback or some kind of reset or something along those lines. So that's what we're talking about here. The audience with us here, two for Jack. That's going to be straight twos for Jack. If you bought into any Jack shares there, you just lost some money. All right. Let's talk about Christy. Melissa, you can start with Christy. Her game, you were the highest on her last week. You gave her a seven, and everyone else gave her sixes. Things have not been looking great for Christy. Basically, as soon as the round table ended last week, Christy's game started tanking further and further and further, and Tommy grabbed it and he pulled it back up, but then his grip slipped and it dropped back down. So where are you this week?
This is a tough one because I do feel like I don't want to count Christy out yet because I do think that she has potential to pull herself out of this. But right now, it's not looking so great. It does seem like she's kind of got the ire of everyone in the house. So I do think that they are not huge fans of her anymore, and they want to get her out. And I feel like before this, she had basically the trust of almost everybody. She was in a great spot, and she got Cliff to, you know, basically use her power without using the power. And I really felt confident about her. I do feel like she has emotional intelligence. I think that she uses her emotions to her advantage. I don't know really if any of it is genuine, but I do think she uses it, the tears and all that sort of stuff. Not to Vanessa level, obviously, but like, you know, I do think that she tries to use that. And who knows what's going to happen next week? I mean, we never know. We also don't know with this whole like field trip power, but I don't feel like she's a 7 anymore for me, at least not this week. So I'm going to give her a 4 because I do feel more confident in her game than in her game ability than I do with Jackson. And so I know people might be saying, you know, well, why is Jackson ranked lower? Also, Jackson's on the block. So, you know, I do feel better about Christy than I do Jackson. So I'm going to give her a 4.
All right. Well, I can tell you that the audience is even lower than you. They gave Christy a 3 this week. Brent,
how dare they?
Where do you fall?
I was just making a joke, actually. I'm going to give Christy a 3 as well. I know, right? I'm with the audience on this one. I'm actually lower than Melissa. Yeah, she uses her emotions to get herself out of certain situations. The problem is, though, that everyone is onto that at this point. People in the house are aware of Christy's mm-hmm. game at this point. My friend Ariel, who messages me many times on Twitter, DMs, keeps track of the diary rooms. We've talked about her before. Said that Taryn, Christy's problems this week should be negated by her relationship with Tommy, because, you know, we give Tommy good scores for basically just playing basic Big Brother. But I don't really feel that way, because I feel like Christy has made more mistakes than are reasonable. The non-flip flip from last week was terrible. And then to then be the voice of trying to keep Kat in the game was even worse, now that Kat's going to vote against your own self-interest, Christy. Also, Tommy is also jumping ship from Christy. He's joining in some of the Christy bashing sessions, which he did not used to do. He used to try to save her or spin things for her in a way where, well, maybe she said it like that, but she probably was trying to do this for us. And yeah, yeah, yeah. So now that she doesn't even have that anymore, I really feel for her. She is on everyone's shit list. But, and make no mistake, she's going on that field trip. 100%. There is not many people that I'm sure are going
on. If she doesn't win HOH.
Exactly. She's going to have to. So that puts her in a situation where she's going to have to win HOH.
Yes.
That was what I was going to lead with, was this is the kind of player who has to win HOH, and she didn't do it. If she doesn't do it, then she's going to be looking in a really bad spot. So needs HOH. If she gets it, maybe things can turn around for her. She could possibly target Holly and Kat. And pull Cliff and Nicole back over and maybe make something new with Tommy. I fully have faith in her abilities to get things done when she needs it. But when she's a bit of a manic presence in the house, I don't feel like that works in her favor. So right now, you're grading her on her performance from last week to this week and her win equity moving forward. There are not many people who are fans of her. I have to go. It's just a little bit above Jack right now. It's a 3.
Yes. You know, we've been talking about Christy all season long. I've sort of been up and down with her, even though the rating has kind of consistently gone up. I started kind of low. I started, you know, creeping up 6s, 7s, you know, then back down to a 6. She's always been somebody that's been very effective, but I've always said, I do not think this is going to last. We saw this week that it is not going to last. Everything crumbled around her. She has had one of the most dramatic falls from grace, in my opinion. You know, maybe Bailey was worse, but she had everything going. Yes, she had. But Bailey at least kept her allies. Like, Bailey still had people on her side. Christy has nobody left. She lost every single one of her people. Kat and Jess no longer with her. Jess is probably the person who trusts her the most in the house at this point, apart from obviously Tommy. But even Tommy is distancing himself from Christy. Sis and Jack fully against Christy at this point. Jackson targeting Christy, hates her. She does not have a single soul left in that house that is on board with her. The only reason she even had any chance to stay alive over the last week was because Tommy was there to bail her out when Jack started to doubt her. And now again, her only lifeline in the game is Tommy. But that's not enough. It's not enough. And that's a pre-game relationship that is, you know, that wouldn't be there for anybody else. She is in a really bad spot. Again, every single person in the house playing in HOH next week would probably target Christy. The only person that might not is obviously Tommy, and maybe Nick could be convinced not to. Maybe Sis could be convinced not to. But even Nick or Sis or Tommy, I think, would be willing to let Christy go if they did not have the option. So I really feel like she's the most likely person to leave next week. However, if she stays, maybe she can start to claw her way back in, especially with the help of Tommy. But I think it's a really hard and long road for Christy. So I am going to drop Christy down as well to a 3. I nearly went with the 2, but she showed enough promise over the course of the season that I'm going to hold her above that level of 2. Yeah, that maybe she can win her way back in.
The other thing, though, I don't even like her game ability at this point. Tommy's talking about the fact that we need to bring Nick in. We need to offer Nick more, because I'm not sure about it. If we get Big Hog, then Nick might come over, but we need to offer him something. And Christy's like, no, he's still on my shit list from before. He needs to prove himself this week. And if he proves himself this week, then we'll talk. And she was like an Italian mobster at that point, like having to prove himself. So no, that is not how you treat someone like Nick, who can literally be reached out and grabbed as a game piece at this point, Christy. So that's another reason why I don't enjoy her gameplay this week.
Yeah, I agree. I will say, I think that she is better at the game than somebody like Nick. And so if she found herself in the spot that Nick is, I think she would be able to handle it better than Nick. If she found herself as the free agent that was kind of just floating around and not a threat to anybody anymore, I think that's where she could be dangerous, especially if Tommy remains in the game, especially if she's able to separate herself from him. But that's a long ways away from this week. And this week, everything is looking real bad for her. So that's a 3 from me. All right, let's talk about Holly. Holly had a 5 average last week. I was down on her game. Things were not looking good for Holly, and from my perspective last week, I gave her a 4. I was the lowest of us here. I felt like not only could the vote flip theoretically that week, but even if it didn't, things were looking bad. She wasn't seeing that Christy and Jack and them were against her. Now, obviously, that was right before she started to see that Christy and Jack and them were against her, and things started to get exposed. The vote flip nearly happened, and I thought the way that she handled it was excellent. I was very impressed with that. I think she has a lot of potential in this game, and I think that she is now in the driver's seat. I think that she is in the best position in the house, bar none, and I have a lot of faith in her ability to continue to do well in this spot. Now, that does not mean that she's not completely still in any danger in any way. She is being targeted by that other side. Kat would be the person that they target first, but Holly is easily, you know, going to be caught in that crossfire. That's not going to deduct too much from her score, though. I feel very good about where Holly is right now. I think that she is next in line now to run the game. So faith in her ability to not screw things up. Really great position. I'm going to give Holly a 7 with potential to continue to move up if she continues to survive the next coming dangerous weeks. So that's where I am here on Holly. Brent, what do you think?
I also am going to give her a 7. I mean, talk about somebody who really has a calming presence on a lot of the house, somebody who has respect garnered from much of the house. I think people look at Holly as somebody that her word is good. Obviously, she has some built-in advantages. She knows Kat. Obviously, Jackson followed her on social media before the start of the season, and she's currently having sex with Jackson. But just when you consider the fact that she recognized that she was in trouble last week, that her HOH was in danger, she was listening at the door, and she bluffed her way into Tommy and Sis and really got it all out there and was like, look, I'm just gonna come out with it. Like, I heard you guys talking. So what's going on, Tommy? Which really got the ball rolling insofar as people talking in the room, and I think really saved her HOH when she was dumb enough to put her own ally on the block. So, yeah, she was dumb enough to put her own ally on the block. But then again, she was smart enough to recognize that her ally was in danger and saved her. And I really do feel like that her combined with Kat really was enough to alter the course of this game. Because, it's again, you guys don't even remember, we were rooting for that flip to happen. But if that flip happens, Kat goes home. Holly's HOH is upended. Sam stays in the game. Sam has now been saved by the remnants of the secret of the six shooters. And he's with Nick. Nick plus Sam, plus Tommy, plus Sis, plus Christy, plus Jack. If one of them got it, that would be enough to turn the tide this week. Even if they didn't win HOH, they'd still have five votes and could do whatever they want this week. So I'm really, really glad that Holly was in there to put a bug in their ear and change what was going to happen, along with Kat, who got in there and got dirty as well. So I really like where she's headed. I've always had faith in Holly's ability. It's just that now she's with people who I like more, and so I love her even more.
It's a very polarizing week. We're continuing to get very, very distinct reactions in the chat. And I can tell you that the audience gave Holly a 5 out of 10, 2 points lower than both of us. So it's a very sort of a lot of people saying, yes, this is what she deserves. A lot of people saying, no, this is way too much. Melissa, put them in their place. Melissa, are you going to put us in her place? How do you feel?
No, not really. I agree with you guys. I mean, I think that everything you guys said is accurate. And then also, you know, I do think she handles herself well when confronted with, you know, oh, you guys know each other. And then she's just like, I think I might have freaked out and been like, I don't know. Yeah, you know, she stayed super calm and was just like, no, I don't even know what they're talking about. We don't know each other. Like, and she was very good about it. And, you know, like you guys said, I did like that she called Tommy out and was like, I heard you, and wasn't just going to let Tommy do his little like, oh, you know, nothing's happening or whatever. Everybody's yes. saying that sort of thing. Oh, nothing. I don't know. And the fact that she just calls them out or calls them all out and is like, look, we're going to talk about this. Let's get this out in the open. I thought she handled herself well this week. So, you know, I felt like midway through the week, I was not super impressed. I mean, she puts Kat in the block. I'm like, that's such a bad idea. And then, you know, now I feel a lot more confident. So I'm going to give her a 7.
Yeah, I do forget that she put Kat in the block, and that was pretty dumb. But
no, like, that's the thing is that was super dumb. But I do feel like it's a situation where she went down and then went back up again. So I mm-hmm. feel like, you know, I have to give it to her.
All right. So that's going to be, I'm going to wait and see on that one. That's a 7 overall for Holly. So Holly's jumping up. Christy's going down. Holly was definitely a good investment for anyone that decided or remembered to get their picks in. So let's talk about Cliff. Cliff has been slowly rising from his week where he got evicted, came back in, made the deal. People were very upset with him. I said, hold on, guys. I think this was right for his game. And he has been continuing to slowly climb as I was hoping that he would. I was the lowest on Cliff, but Brent, you and Melissa were up at a 5 for him last week. Melissa, we'll start with you. How do you feel about Cliff this week?
I feel good about Cliff. I feel like he's in a good position. I feel like people want to work with him, maybe not work with him, maybe use him. Who knows what they're really thinking, but it does seem like he is in a good position. I don't even think that he's a target to go home, at least for the next, you know, whatever amount of time. I think there's a lot of bigger targets ahead of him. And I do think people would start to think, you know, this is a waste of a week to get Cliff home. And I feel like that's the position you kind of want to be in at this point. It's like, oh, don't get me out. I'm just a waste of a week. So, you know, I am impressed with Cliff, and I do think that this was a good week for him. But it's hard because I feel like, I don't know. I feel like it's tough because it's like, okay, I just gave Holly a 7. I think Cliff's in a good position. However, you know, when he was HOH, I'm still thinking about that. Like, is he willing to make the move? Is he willing to do it? Is he just going to get pulled back into something?
Can I stop you right there before you move on?
Yeah, because go ahead.
I planted my flag on this podcast, and I said that I feel like he made a mistake that week. I think maybe I was wrong on that. I feel like that Cliff probably made the move that he needed to make. It happened to work out for him, though. But there's also another universe where it doesn't work out for him. If this blow-up doesn't happen, if Jackson doesn't lose his mind and go to Jack, and then Jack doesn't lose his mind and go to Tommy, if that doesn't happen, I don't know if Cliff's in such a great spot this week. So, I mean, I take your point in that he hasn't done a lot, and there's also a possibility that he may not pull the trigger when he's confronted again. But remember, he was confronting a power, something that's foreign to the Big Brother game during his HOH. Now that that's out of the way, if he wins HOH again, I feel like he's going to do what he needs to do in order to get it done.
Yeah, I mean, remember, he did take the shot in the first place to back down from.
I don't know. It doesn't count if you...
okay.
I don't think it counts, but...
You think if Jess was approached with Christie's power, that Jess would have done any different? Jess wouldn't have even thought about the ramifications either.
But we don't even have to worry about it because Jess did take the shot, and Jess is going to get one of the targets out.
Right, but what I'm saying,
veto.
Yes, exactly. That's the difference.
You're saying that if she was approached, then would she?
If she hadn't won the veto,
she would, but she didn't. But we didn't have to see that. Like, I didn't have to see Jess.
Okay.
That's the difference for me. Is like I didn't. I just followed through. She did it. And Cliff didn't. I'm not saying that that was like, you know, a bad move at that point in time. I'm just saying like, I didn't have to witness Jess do that. So I'm going to increase my score on Cliff this week. I'm going to give him a 6.
That's so funny. Like, I was getting ready to disagree with you, and yet you're giving him a 6 or I was going to give him. Like, I gave him a 5 last week. I feel like it's appropriate to give him a 6
right,
this week.
I think he's doing better this week than he did last week.
Yeah, I'm not going to give him some amazing score. I mean, like, because he was already at a 5 for me, so I can't, like, give him Jessica levels of improvement here. But I feel good about Cliff. Not great, though. The one thing that he's doing that I don't know how I feel about it, Taryn, is where he's purposely letting the Christie Tommy Sis side of things think that he has their vote or that he might have their vote, or being vague enough to the point where they think it's a possibility. And he said so to, I think it was Kat, where he's like, I'm playing Big Brother with them. Like, I'm screwing with them because I'm trying to keep the heat off of other people. My read on what he's doing is that Cliff knows that Cliff's going to vote Jack out. I think Cliff said earlier today that he doesn't care if Jack is on the block against Beelzebub, that he's going to vote Jack out. So Cliff knows, like, Cliff trusts himself to be able to make the right move and not get snowed by whatever these people are promising over here. So Cliff would rather himself take the heat for that rather than put his faith in, you know, idiot people like, you know, I don't know, Kat or Nick or whoever the hell might be snowed by Tommy and Christie. So I'm okay with what he's doing, but on the other hand, he might make himself a bit of a bigger target.
Yeah. Okay. So my position on Cliff, I think that if Cliff is the smart and capable player that I want him to be, I think that I would give him an 8. If I knew that Cliff saw the trajectory of the game and he recognized that Kat and Holly know each other and he knows that he needs to be able to pick up some more outsiders and do some more flipping in order to make things happen, then I would be very confident about his position moving forward because he's in a really great spot if he knows what he needs to do. But I don't know that he knows what he needs to do. He's not doing Cliff Notes anymore. And based on what I'm seeing in the house, if he believes in Cliff's Angels, then he's in trouble because Cliff's Angels is not real. It's not real. It's not going to work. Kat is loyal to Holly. Holly, Kat, Jackson, and Jess are going to be something to contend with, and he cannot rely on that group to stay solid moving forward. And it seems like right now he would be. Again, though, he's shown himself to be a smart player. He's shown himself to be somebody that is capable of recognizing what he needs to do in the moment when he needs to do it. A lot of people thought he wasn't capable of taking a shot at Jack and Jackson. Then he won HOH and he put them on the block. A lot of people thought he was completely blind to the eight, when in reality, we saw that he was willing to try to do everything in his power to undermine them. So I have a lot of reason to have faith in Cliff, but I worry that the thing he was hoping to have to make happen has now happened. And I worry that he's going to be like, yes, I did it. Now I'm in the alliance. Now it's our turn to dominate. And I'm worried that he's not thinking enough about the future of the game. And because I don't know that, I can't give him the eight. I don't think I can even give him the seven quite yet, which is where I might have fallen. I'm going to give Cliff a six here. I think that he is in a good position if he knows what he needs to do, but I don't know that he knows what he needs to do. And so I'm going to continue to do the slow rise on Cliff. This could easily go up if he knows what he's doing, but I just don't know. So it's a six from me. The audience agrees with all of us as well.
Yay!
Six from the audience. That's going to be straight sixes for Cliff, and he is going to have another rise from his five last week. All right, so time to talk about Tommy. I can tell you right out of the gate, the audience has fallen on Tommy. Not quite as far as I expected. The audience at a six for Tommy this week. And I don't know. I feel like Tommy is in an interesting spot here. I'm not particularly impressed by his work the night of the eviction. I think that maybe it was the right instinct to initiate the flip, although probably not the right move at the end of, looking at everything. But again, once it initiates, he has to follow through. It was very risky to not follow through. And now he's losing Jack, and Christy no longer has any power. He lost both of his big shields in one fell swoop. That's not good for Tommy. That said, he's not the immediate target. He will likely go up on the block next to Christy, or Sis might go up on the block next to Christy, depending on who is HOH, who is targeting Christy. He does have a lot of allies. We mentioned in the duo section that he has the most amount of duos, the most amount of people that are loyal just to him. So he does have some decent odds in the HOH competition to be safe just in that. Even if he loses, we are going to see him put up next to Christy, who would go home. He would have to worry about her winning a veto or something like that. That could send him home as early as next week. But odds are decent that he'll be able to survive next week. And if he does, if Christy is gone, then it's just now Tommy and Sis, and they do not look super threatening, in my opinion, at that point. You have Nick, who wants to work with them, who wants to pull them in. He's close with Nicole. I think if Cliff knows what he's doing and he recognizes what he needs to do at that point, Cliff might need to work over there. But that's a lot of speculation. And my faith in Tommy as a game player is not nearly as high as it was way back when we were giving him much better scores. I've been talking about that for a while. His positioning has been excellent, and that's why he's not going home this week or probably next week, but he has got a lot of work to do to build himself back up. So, with all that said, I'm very curious to know. The audience gave him a six. I'm very curious to know, Brent, where do you stand on Tommy?
I don't feel great about Tommy. I was really, really disappointed in him last week for being as frantic as he was when the information was coming to him. He could have just kept that information. Instead, he decided to go to Christy, who he knows is a volatile presence anyway. It's not like he doesn't know Christy Murphy. He's like known her for 7 years. How could you do this right before an eviction and get her all riled up? You know she's going to confront Jackson. You know it's going to blow up. He recognized he made a mistake, at least, but that doesn't negate the mistake from happening. Also, getting ready to pull the trigger and then not pulling the trigger is effectively the same as pulling the trigger, and you don't get any of the benefits for it. And that's what Tommy did last week. So I rated him a 7 last week, and I was lowest among the three of us. And so I'm going to go down to a 5 this week. I don't feel good about his position within the game. I feel like it's average, which is a 5. And I also feel like his game ability is replacement level S. He's not that good of a gamer. He had opportunities to game, and I feel like that most of the good things that have happened to him thus far in the game of Big Brother 21 have been related to the fact that he has known Christy outside of the game. She's been a strong alpha presence in the game, and he's been able to effectively ride her coattails. But I'm looking for anything affirmative that Tommy has done, and I don't see a ton. I really don't, you guys.
All right, Melissa, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with Brent. I mean, Jess just said it in the chat, saying they're catching on to his antics, his fake crying, knowing when he lies, etc. And that's the truth. Everyone's talking about it now. And previously, it was kind of like there were a couple people who would kind of be like, I think Tommy might be faking it, or I think I'm not sure we can trust him. But then it would kind of be like poo-pooed, like, no, Tommy's great, whatever, he's fine. And now it does seem to be that a lot of people are starting to catch on to realize that he's not as genuine as he comes off as, or as he tries to come across as. And he's not, he can't really handle himself necessarily super well in confrontation, because he kind of puts on this weird persona when he gets confronted with things. So,
but as far as I know.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He goes,
no, I'm not aware. It's like, okay, like you can't play dumb the whole time. Like, we know you're behind certain things. Like, come on. So I do feel a lot worse about his gameplay this week. And it's like, previously I felt really good about his position and I felt really good about his gameplay. And now I don't feel as good about either of those things. So I was at an 8 and now I'm going to go down to a 5.
All right. It's a hard crash for Tommy. And I think that he has a long way to climb back up. It's similar to what I said about Christy, with Christy's game went Tommy's for a large chunk of it. He does still have a lot of outs, and that's what's keeping him alive. But I could see him go home next week, especially with the field trip in play. The way that things are set up, I think that he has a decent chance of one of his allies winning. But even if that happens, he might be sent on the field trip. He might be a third nominee that would send him home. Alternatively, if somebody who is not in his alliance wins HOH and decides they want to target Tommy and Christy, Christy probably will have two chances at safety, field trip and veto. If she wins either of those, I could see Tommy going home. That's not good for Tommy. And again, even if he does survive, I do think that there's a big hill to climb. He has the tools to do it, but he's never really proven himself to be an overly capable player. He's been in a good spot and he's been able to hold that spot pretty well, which is why he's been consistently getting high ratings. But what can he do when the chips are down? We haven't seen his ability to get through that yet. So I'm actually going to be the lowest here on Tommy. I'm giving him a 4. Maybe it'll go up. I kind of hope it'll go up because I want some more fluid gameplay. I'd love to see if he's capable of playing better, but right now I don't see that he is. And so it's a 4 from me on Tommy. And it hurts my heart because of what we'll talk about with the holdings, but there you go.
Yeah, that's amazing because I remember your Twitch stream from last week where you right before, usually on Thursday, you go over, the safest buys and the best buys and that sort of thing. And sometimes I try to catch it when I can. You said that, Tommy, let's start with Tommy. Tommy's always the safest buy. I mean, he's rated at an 8 right now, and his price is at, $14, $17? I can't remember what his price was at this point, based on the bonuses that are built into the stock watch. But, I think you even said, he would have to go down to, a 5 in order to lose.
Yep.
Which he did.
Man, that was right before the big vote flip too, and like I, especially with the vote flip. So I'll give you the story here of why I'm still holding on to Tommy shares is that when the vote flip happened, I went back on Twitch and I was streaming for a long time up until the big when the feeds went down and everything happened there, and that whole day was like I was streaming the whole day, and so I got completely lost and like. Part of what's been happening this season is when I do the Twitch streams and I talk through the buying and the selling, I feel like I've already done it for the day and I forget to do it. So the week before, Alexandra had to remind me right before the episode and I barely got my picks in. On Thursday this week, Alexandra did not remind me. Thanks, Alexandra. I ran out of time. I did not remember to get my picks in. And so I was not able to sell my Tommy shares and I am unfortunately still holding on to them. So I just took a big hit here in the stock watch.
I came so close to missing the deadline. But I just barely.
All right. So, you reminded Melissa, but not me. Thanks.
I was at Lollapalooza. I'm sorry.
That cost me. That cost me. All right. There was a moment when because I was streaming during the episode too, and there was a moment when people were like, oh, Beast went all in on Sam, which also happened. Beast lost everything, which we'll talk about. But
we barely knew you.
People said that, and my stomach dropped. I was like, oh my God, I didn't get my picks. Oh boy. All right. So there we go. Tommy falling from an 8 down to a 5. Let's talk about Kat. Let's talk about Kat. Kat got a 4 last week. Kat has been up and down here in the stock watch, continuing to be. You know what? Hi, I'm Ray. I did have a reminder on my phone during Big Brother Canada, but for whatever reason, I haven't set one up this season. So that's my fault.
Karen, this is so embarrassing for you. I am doing so well at stock.
All right. So Kat, she's been up and down. She's very hard to judge because
stupid shit.
She does really stupid stuff. Like last week, she was centimeters away from being evicted. The plan, the flip was on as of the live show starting. As of the live show starting, the plan was on to evict Kat. And it just barely managed to come back and she managed to stay. And she put herself in that position. Add on top of that, what she's doing with Nick is absurd. The fact that the way that she's handled everything, she is now the primary target heading into next week. And yet there are still some things that she's doing really well. And I do think that we have to handicap her in the sense that she does know Holly outside the game. And that is one of the biggest benefits, one of the biggest things helping her game. But like position wise, she's kind of in a good spot, but also one of the main targets. Game wise, she shows acumen at times and then she makes really, really terrible decisions at other times. So I find myself completely like, I have no idea where to put Kat here at this point. Brent, what do you think?
Well, I rated her a 4 last week, and I feel like look, I can't judge her gameplay. It's very hard to judge her gameplay. There are some positive things she does. She's done mostly positive things this week, but position wise, I really like where she's at. Although of the 4 people who are together, Jess, Kat, Holly, Jackson, I feel like Kat might actually be the first one to go, mainly because Tommy, Christy, and company feel like that Kat is somewhat indebted to them, and because they saved her. Again, their non-flip flip from last week really not helping them out here, and not helping Kat out either, because they feel betrayed by her. Because they're like, we just saved you in the game. We could have voted you out. We made a mistake. You're still in the game, and now we need your vote, and you're not voting with us. They figured out that Kat is not voting with them. But Kat, I feel like, did an okay job of saying, look, I'm trying to separate personal from game, which is basically telling Tommy and Christy that I'm voting out Jack this week, not Jackson, because she hates Jackson at various times throughout the game. So I feel like position-wise, if you look at her, she's done better than she was last week when she was almost out the door, when she volunteered for the block. This week, she's voting on the right side. She's going to get Jack out of the game, and it's going to create a very fluid house. On the other hand, she is at the top of a few people's target list. So, like, basically, I'm vacillating between a 5 and a 6. You know what? I'll say this. Kat has never, I love Kat, but she's never proved me right. Every time I want to give her a good score, she does something stupid. So, until she can validate herself, I'm going to keep her on a short leash. So, I'm going to give her a 5.
All right. There's so much, like, back and forth here. I just don't have faith in her ability to not screw things up. Why is she volunteering for the block? Why is she treating Nick the way that he's being treated? Why does she say the things that she says about Jess? She has talked crap about Jess so often to so many people. Like, it reminds me of Christy. Like, that's going to get back to Jess at some point. She's also the main target heading into next week. Like, that's super dangerous. But there's still something there. It's like there's a good player in her that's maybe the way to look at it is that I feel like on the inside, there's a good player in Kat, but it's being held back by her need to like be catty and like be a big character on TV. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know how else to explain the dichotomy here. I'm going to give her a 4. I just can't be positive on Kat when she like every week she does something to make me like, no, don't do that. So it's a 4 from me. I can tell you the audience agreed with Brent. They gave her a 5. So Melissa, where do you fall on this?
Yeah, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt and give her a 5 as well. I think that this has the potential to go either way. Because I do feel like she's in a pretty good position now. I know that, you know, she might be a big target going into next week, but she does have a lot of people working with her and for her. And I do think that, you know, she has a little bit of protection. And I do think that she is making the right move this week in getting Jack out. And the fact that this vote flip was going to happen and she was kind of like, hey, I'm stepping in here, I'm figuring this out, is good. However, why was she even in that position in the first place? She volunteered to be on the block. That's not good. So I feel like I don't have the faith that she's not going to make a dumb move. I feel like a lot of the times it's like, okay, but I can understand the reasoning behind a lot of these players and like why they thought that was a good move, whatever. And then it turns out to be a bad move. But hers is like a lot of her moves don't make any sense logically. Like maybe it's about being on TV more. I don't know. But, somehow it ends up working out for her. But it can't work out for her forever. So, you know, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt, but this could very well change next week.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of people, Taryn is too low on Kat. But like, remember that the week that we're rating is the week that Kat volunteered for the block. And if the eviction was like 5 minutes earlier, then Kat would have gone home in one of the dumbest moves of all time in Big Brother. And luckily, the eviction was 5 minutes later, and that is not the case. And so I have such a hard time getting up into higher numbers.
The problem is that she says a lot of things that, like, she's the rock star of this season. I mean, literally rock star from last season, where she's Twitter incarnate. She says things that make us go, yes, queen, yes, where she, you know, like 2 hours ago, she said, like, so Christy came up to me and said that her dream team is like me, Tommy, Christy, Cliff, and herself. And I'm like, that's weird because I had a dream team and you're not in mine, which is, of course, like giving all of us all of the yes queens in the world. But it doesn't change the fact that she still does some pretty dumb shit in the Big Brother game. And I also hold her accountable for her interactions with Nick this week, although I didn't think Nick played it great. I thought Kat played it worse and was doing everything in her power. Like even though Nick should realize he should say something different than what he's saying, Kat should realize that in treating him the way that she is, she's effectively pushing him over to the other side. The fact that this is somehow lost on her is like incredible to me. So I want to see her play well for more than 2 minutes, and then I'll give her a better score than a 5.
Yes. All right. Let's talk about Sis.
Okay.
I don't think we have to talk for too long.
Where's my paddle?
Sis, things are not looking good for Sis. Things are looking bad for Sis. She was in the prime goat spot for a while, but the 6 is dead and she doesn't have a long way to go. You know, obviously she benefits from whatever group Nick might try to put together, but I think she loses against everybody in that group. I'm having a hard time seeing any kind of bitter jury against. Maybe she can beat Nick. Maybe if Nick takes her all the way down to the end, maybe that's her win condition. But man, it doesn't look good. People don't like her. It's looking real rough for Sis. I'm going to give her a 2. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to give her a one because she's losing basically her big meat shield in the house, which is Jack this week. And she's, I don't believe she's setting herself up well for the upcoming weeks because she keeps saying, I'm not going to talk game. I don't want to. I'm just going to sit here. I'm not even going to handle this, whatever. And it's like, if you realize your ally is going, well, she doesn't know he's going home yet, but if your ally's on the block and your six is broken up, you need to find your new position. And I don't feel like she's doing that. So, yeah.
Yeah, I literally had to get up out of my chair to get my paddle. I'm giving her a one. I'm thinking back to the comment that I can't, Karen, who are you on where you were on the morning update with Sis? You were talking about Sis. And you said that she's going to be a member of the alliance called the Hots. Like, like I said, the Hots are going away, people. We don't know.
Yeah.
The Hots are no longer. It just cracked me up. Somebody in the chat brought it up. And I'm like, oh, my God. I laughed so hard in the car that day when I heard that. I don't know what's going to become of Sis now that Jack's going away. Her boy toy is out the door and she doesn't have anybody else to play with. Who is she? Like, I don't even know her very much. I mean, I would like to see her game just a little, but as Melissa correctly brings up, whenever that possibility presents herself, she's like, oh, I don't want a game. Like, why are we gaming? This is dumb. Like, whoever cast this woman, like, you need to lose your job. Like, really, yeah. You really need to lose your job. She is like wallpaper on television. Yeah, she's hot, but she's like,
that's it though. She hasn't even given us anything else. Literally anything. Not even a single thing, not even in the intro, like, interviews, not even any sort of athletic prowess. Like, I haven't even seen a single thing. It's like, and not only that, it infuriates me when she says stuff like, this is hard. I wish I wasn't cast on this show. I don't even want to be here. It's like, well, then there's the door. Go. There are a billion other people who would have loved to be in your position. And you just don't care. And that's why I get so worked up about her. It's not, I mean, obviously she's said a lot of things that we don't like and all that sort of stuff. But if she was like saying all these things that we didn't like, and she was saying all this bad stuff, but at the same time, she was like, I love this game and I want to play it and I'm going to do my best and blah, blah, blah. I'd at least have to give her that, but she's doing nothing and she doesn't even want to be there. And it's like, well, then go. That's why she gets a one all the way around for me.
And she can't win the game. Like, she can't win the game, you guys. There's no way she can win the game.
I mean, you say that. You said the same thing of Jess. What happens if Sis starts winning a bunch of competitions?
Well then I'll change your score then.
Well, okay. From my perspective, one means you're done. You're no chance to win.
Yeah, I don't necessarily view it that way. I'm talking about her current trajectory. There's no way she can win the game. She's going to have to change her game in order to get a better score, which then gives her a better outcome.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I have a different philosophy, I guess. So the audience actually was at a three last week. They stayed to their three on Sis here, which I'm kind of surprised about.
But yeah, they're just voting for her.
People giving her a 10.
Yeah, it's the people who are the
actually zero people gave her a 10.
It's the straight boys out there that are giving her like a 7 because she's hot.
Nine and nine.
By the way, one person gave her a 9. One person gave her an 8.
They changed it all.
Jack,
this is their fault.
Jack told Nick that Nick better send Sis to jury next so that Jack can get that sweet piece of ass he's looking for in jury. So that's the kind of people we're dealing with, y'all. The Hots.
The Hots.
I'm going to be in the Hots when I get on Big Brother 22.
Yeah, Sis's score is really concentrated around the 3-4 range. So,
yeah.
All right. Let's talk. Nicole had a 4 last week. We might see
barely.
A jump there. Yeah, barely a 4. I still love Nicole. I really, really love her. I love what I've seen from her as a person in the house. Game wise, though, I think she's one of the smarter people in the house with Cliff. But like Cliff, I worry that she is not seeing what needs to be seen in terms of Jess and Kat. I think that she has way too much faith put in Jess and Kat. Jess even more so than Kat. I don't think that faith is earned, and I think that it's going to really bite Nicole in the butt here, because I think that while she's in a pretty good spot right now, I really have a difficult time seeing her path to the end if something doesn't coalesce and bring something together to oust this Jess, Kat, Holly and Jackson group. I think Nicole is even more intertwined with them than Cliff is. And I have even less faith in her than I do in Cliff when it comes to seeing what needs to be done about that group. Luckily, she does have the relationship with Nick. And so that is one of the tools that can make something work, something moving forward from this position. But it's still a tough road, and she still hasn't shown herself to be particularly capable in competitions. She did come, kind of close in this most recent HOH. So that's good. But apart from that, you know, physical competitions, most question competitions, she's been outclassed in some spots. So, I just don't have enough faith in her game yet. I think that she is recovering from what happened to her a little while ago, but she's still not all the way there. I gave her a 3 last week. It looked like she was one of the people maybe going home. I'm going to go up from there. I'm going to give her a 5, which is just below what I gave Cliff. Yeah. So that's about where I feel she is right now. I want to see her rise. I want to see something happen, but right now I'm at a 5. The audience went with a 6. For Nicole, I can tell you that actually nearly made a 7 from the audience. So the audience a little higher on Nicole than I am. Brent, how do you feel?
I feel relatively good about Nicole, but I do share your concerns that she's gotten over this big traumatic event in the Big Brother house where she didn't have power for 5-6 weeks. There was this big group ruling the house. She wasn't even a part of it. They didn't even have the courtesy to tell her, oh, by the way, we're going to save you on the block. The week that she was nominated against Cliff. And now all of a sudden she has a little bit of power. It's like, shoo, I can rest. I can relax. But no, you cannot relax because there are people who are plotting against you, even though I don't think anybody's coming for her now. That's the good thing. I don't think anybody is really coming for Nicole now. And that was certainly true last week. I do feel like that if things remain on their current course, that people will come for her sooner than later. But that's not this coming week. And that's not even the week after that. So given that we have a few weeks for things to change, I feel pretty good about Nicole. And I'm also going to go up from what I was last week, which was a 3, all the way up to a 6. The other thing about Cliff is that I feel like her reading ability is well, but as somebody points out in the chat, I'm sorry, I forgot your name, but Cliff utilizes that information even better than Nicole. But I do feel like that Nicole has an ability to separate game from emotion to a point that makes her very much a good player and a valuable ally in the Big Brother house. So I she's going to have to win something, though, in order to have full win equity here.
I think a good way to put how I see Nicole right now is that I feel like she's in kind of the same position that she was prior to the big blow up. She is kind of on the outskirts of a tight group that's running the game. The difference is that she knew it before the blow up. And now she doesn't. I think now she is a little bit blinded. She thinks that she's in the group now when really she's not. And that's what I worry about with Nicole. Still a better position because it's a smaller group, but almost a worse position in terms of being able to read her position in the house. So that's how I see it. Melissa, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, look, I love Nicole. And, you know, I have faith. I feel like she's very intelligent, and I have faith that she can make this score rise. Like, so I'm excited to see where she goes. But right now I don't feel totally comfortable giving her a great score just because I do feel like, you know, like you said, she doesn't fully understand the house dynamics at this point after the blow up. And also I do feel like people are still willing to target her. And I did, you know, in comparison to Cliff, where I do feel like they're in kind of similar positions, in comparison, Cliff was, I heard more people talk about bringing Cliff into whatever group they were planning than Nicole. And so that's a little concerning, you know, because eventually if new groups start to form, if she's being excluded from those groups as well, that's not a good sign. And like you said, she hasn't won any competitions, whereas Cliff has. So, you know, while they still are in kind of similar positions, I do have a little bit more faith in Cliff, but I'm hopeful that Nicole can pull that score up. So I'm going to give her a 5 this week.
All right. So that's going to be a jump from 4 to 6 for Nicole.
Melissa, MI2AK90 in the chat says, but Holly, you do. I guess what they're asking is, so, but you have faith in Holly and you don't have faith in Nicole. My response to them would be, but Holly's in a better position. And how can you not see that? Holly's at the core.
Yeah, I need more faith in Nicole than I do in Holly, because Holly is now in the same way that I needed more faith in Nicole or Cliff or whoever than I did in Tommy when Tommy was in the driver's seat. You don't need as much faith in their ability as a game player when they're sitting in the driver's seat and they're in a really, really great spot, which is what Holly is for the most part. Again, Holly's in a little bit of danger heading into next week, but certainly a better spot than Nicole.
Yeah, Nicole, overall, her rating went up from a 4 to a 6, and I don't even know what that does to her price. So
I think that's a big jump.
Okay, cool.
Nicole. All right. Finally, let's talk about Nick. Nick is an interesting one here. I gave him a 2 last week. The rest of you gave him 3s. So obviously, he was looking like he was the next person to go this week.
We said on this podcast that he needs to win an HOH. We sat on the last round table. We said that Nick's going to have to win an HOH. Otherwise, he's probably walking out the door. My, how times have changed.
Yes, the big flip. Everything changed. That said, he still nearly found himself on the block this week because of Jess and the way that this whole situation has been handled. And that's part of why I gave him such a low score last week. It's that I just have so little faith in his ability as a game player. His position has massively improved. He is in one of the better spots in the house in terms of just keeping himself safe. He has ties to both sides. He has people that trust him on both sides. And yet he is managing to screw it up because he's not capable on the level of game that his position requires of him, if that makes sense. You need to be like at least a 5 player to play off being somebody that's in the middle. And he's just not a 5 player. He's just not there. He's a below average player, and he's not capable of being this rat that goes back and forth and that plays both sides. And so he's really getting himself caught and getting himself into bad situations. I still feel like there's potential for his game just spot wise in general, but it's a rough road. It's a rough road here. So, Melissa, what are your thoughts on Nick?
You know, it's surprising, but I kind of feel the same way about him as I did last week. Yeah. I just feel like I don't feel like
that's fair.
He shouldn't be in a position this week where people are concerned about him and doubting him and all this other stuff. Like, I feel like, why is he a topic of conversation this week when he shouldn't be even involved? Like, I feel like people are like, oh, I don't trust Nick. And it's like, that shouldn't even be in discussion this week. I just feel like he's getting talked about too much, and it makes me worried. So, you know, at this point last week, when we rated him, this was after he had won the veto, so there was no chance he was going home. This is just hard. It's hard because,
well, I mean, like, I'll just say this before you give your rating. Like, three days ago, I was worried about Nick. People were talking about Nick. I felt like they might even put him up on the block. I felt like there was a chance he might even get himself evicted because he was being such an idiot. But now the danger has passed. The veto happened. She didn't use it. He's not going to go up on the block. I don't think he's going to end up in the field trip. And nobody is coming for him this coming week. And yes, he's not a great player, but I do feel like that you have to evaluate his position in the house. Even though he sucks as a player, position-wise, he's pretty good. He's got all these people who really are pining for his attention and his vote in the game. So I feel like that has to be taken into account. To say that he's in the same position he was in last week is just, that's crazy talk.
Well, I will say, again, similar to like to Jack last week, to maybe Jess this week, I feel like his position is temporarily good, but he is going to run out of runway very, very quickly if he isn't capable of getting himself into a better spot. And he is trying, but that's what I'm concerned about, his ability to get out of this spot before he runs into a brick wall and sends himself home, because he is not in with the group that's in power. He's not even tangentially in with the group that's in power.
And he's with Nicole, and he has Cliff, and he has Tommy, And I feel like that's enough to make a run at it.
I agree. And I think the pieces are there. It's just, is he a capable enough player? Is Tommy a capable enough player? Is Cliff a capable enough player? That's what I have to ask myself with all of these players as I'm rating them this week. Are they capable enough to make something happen to oppose this this group that is going to start stomping on them because of their pregame relationships? So that's what we have to evaluate.
I don't have a crystal ball because I was the person who said the most that I feel like Nick needed to win HOH this week. He didn't win HOH, and yet he's still nowhere on the map as far as being evicted. So what do I know? But he's not going to be evicted this week. Jack's probably going to be evicted this week. Next week, I feel like it's going to be Christy, Tommy, Holly, Kat. Those are the main people in danger. No one's even talking about getting Nick out next week. So it's not even this week or the next week. It's the week after that. And we still don't even know what that's going to look like. So I feel like I have a moderate amount of faith in his position this week.
Okay, so Brent, what is your score?
Oh, sorry, I'm giving him a 5. I feel like it's average. I mean, I feel like position-wise, he's a little bit above average, and game rating, game playing ability, it's a little bit below average, let's be honest. So all taken together, it's a 5.
Okay, well, I can tell you that the audience gave Nick a 4. 4 out of 10 there. So,
right.
Melissa, where are you?
Yeah, I want to give him a 4 because I do feel like with this breakup of the 6th, there's more room for Nick to maneuver and do things, and possibly with Jack going home, you know, maybe Sis will be more with Nick, like who knows. But at the same time, I just feel like I don't have confidence in Nick's abilities, first of all. And second of all, I feel like he's being talked about too much on a week that he shouldn't have even been talked about at all. He should have been completely safe this week. So I don't feel great about him. And also, can we talk about his DRs and how like ridiculous they are? Like, he's a completely dead in the eyes.
What are you talking about, like, Melissa?
Yeah, we got this. This is great.
And but there's too much emotion. Like,
but he does weird pauses too, where it's like, yeah, we're going to do it.
Somebody in the chat asked if he is over-medicated. Is he high? Like, it does feel like he's on something. I just don't
know. It feels like he, I don't know, for whatever reason, I'm like, okay, they're absolutely coaching him to say these things. And they're like, like, I just feel like they're whispering in between each like phrase that he says. Like, they're like, okay, now say go. Go. Now say, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. Like, I just feel like it's like these weird pauses.
That you started to nail it there. It's really hard to nail his lack of enthusiasm because it's difficult. But yeah, I think you were starting to nail it. It's like repetition.
Like, couldn't they have? I mean, I just feel like they shouldn't be trying to get him to say things that he wouldn't normally say. They should just like steer into the curb or whatever it's called, turn into the skid, whatever it is, and have him be more like Cody from Big Brother 19 and the DR, just like, yeah, sure, whatever, this is fine. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. What are you gonna do? I will say there were some great DRs from the episode last night, and I think it was because people just weren't having it with giving enthusiasm. Like, Tommy was in the DR, like, so this was happening. We were doing over here, and then we were like, well, we have to do this if we're going to do this. And it was like, yes, this is what I want to see.
It's real
people actually talking through scenarios instead of just like giving sound bites,
giving them lines. Yeah, no, I much prefer the natural stuff. And I, you know who I feel is pretty natural in the DR? I feel like Kat's pretty natural.
Of course, she is. Yeah, she's just, but her effervescent presence is just something that doesn't need to be coached.
Yeah,
she's just amazing on her own. Well, Kat is
already the character. Like, she's not forcing she's not being forced into a character because she's already crafted that character. I wouldn't say she's being like at ease and natural in the diary room, but she is naturally a character.
She's being herself.
I think she's being her TV version of herself.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Maybe, but I get the sense that like Tommy is being the TV version of himself in the DR, whereas like I feel like Kat is being just, that's who Kat is.
That's
the impression I get.
I think Kat intentionally like does like those things where she starts to, oh wait a minute, should I say that? Like, I think that is part of her, for her character, and I enjoy it, but I don't think it comes naturally to her.
I don't know, I think it is, but you know, I don't know. I just feel like I'd prefer that than to have, you know, the Tommy in the DR who's like,
oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Just crazy.
Yeah.
Just feels just fake.
All right. I do have to give my rating of a 4 to Nick. His position has improved dramatically from where it was before. However, like I said, I don't have faith in his ability moving forward. And he's gonna run out of room here very quickly. So I could easily see this moving down if he succeeds in creating this, you know, counter sort of alliance to the group of Holly Jackson Cat, then he will continue to improve perhaps. But if that doesn't go through, this is going down. Cause I just don't have any faith here in him. So.
Oh, wait, Taryn, we forgot about somebody. Nikki reminded me in the chat that we need to rate Nick's feet. Can we rate Nick's feet as well? I say that I'm going to give Nick's feet a 10 or, judging with what Tommy was working with, maybe a 5.5.
And I will be abstaining from this rating.
Yeah, I agree.
Thank you, Nikki. I love you.
All right, so that was the Stockwatch ratings. We can briefly go over a very, for me, sad leaderboard, I imagine, here. I've never taken a big hit in the Stockwatch before, but that's what I get for missing out
would
on
you,
a move.
Would you have sold him?
I was planning on selling him. I was planning on selling everybody and just holding. So let's take a look here. Aleska May keeping the lead with 1,400 in first place.
Aleska May.
Blue Tortoise still in second with 1,300. I have fallen from the top three, unfortunately. So Noodles has taken my place from Reddit with 1,100. And that's the top three there. We've got Purple Bird and Barnsey from the Discord, from
Where
the Twitch
are
Discord.
We? I don't see any LFC or updaters.
Yes, I have fallen down to 25th. Place. Oh, my heart.
No.
With 520, I lost nearly 40% of my net worth there. That's very unfortunate. Luckily, though, still have a lead over you two, despite the hit. Brent here in 42nd. He's got 417. You're right. You went in on Nick. And so you managed to survive. You didn't lose everything.
Well, that happened because but see, like I went on Nick. I think I submitted my rating at like, you know, 7:30 or 8:30, whenever, the 30 minutes before the eviction, and I was like, I almost did Sam, but then I was like, because Sam was also at a dollar, but then I was like, well, you know, Nick's sitting right there also at a dollar and he can't be evicted, so I feel like that Nick was the better buy, and I feel like a lot of people agree.
Oh, yes, I think Nick had a lot of people here. Mary now in 45th, just below you, Brent. Mary from the live feed updates. And then if we continue down here, here's Melissa in 76th with 338.
I think that's better than I was. I think I was like 100 and something. Yeah.
You're the top 100, honey. Woo.
You two have moved up a little bit, I think. I certainly fell, unfortunately. But.
Wow, I'm doing amazing.
Yeah, still beating Rob and Kirsten. Here's Kirsten. Here's Puya. I can't even find Rob go.
I don't even know how Aleska May and company managed to pick Nicole, because going into last week, it was like Nick and Nicole were going to be on the block. And I mean, they must have
they've got a crystal ball.
I don't know how they saw that happening, because even with, you know, what happened last week and them blowing up, I still felt like there was a good chance that Nicole could end up on the block if one of them won HOH, but I guess not.
Yeah. So Rob is down here at 206. He must have done something wrong. He had some Tommy, some Nicole, and some Holly. Yeah, I don't know. Christy, I don't know what Rob's doing
at the last minute. So I sold Christy and Sam at the last minute. I was like, I usually don't sell, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to sell.
Yes, and like I said,
Rob went in on Sam, according to Alexander.
Oh, that's what it was. Rob went in on Sam. Okay, so that Rob lost a lot. Speaking of going all in on Sam, our good friend here, Beast, who won the Big Brother Canada 7 Stockwatch and was doing very well this season, decided to go
president
all in on Sam. And a few other people did as well. They lost everything here. So
he could have been a contender, people.
There it is.
Not
there
good,
it is. All right. So let's go ahead and get out of that. We of
what
course
are the prices. Sorry.
Prices overall, sure.
Yeah, prices overall. I have no idea what anything is.
So
oh, fabulous.
We have a lot of changes this week, obviously. These are the prices. I'm not going to go over the prices because they don't match the ratings, but we can go over the ratings here. The ratings have changed quite a bit. So Jess went bumped up from a 2 to a 5. People made a lot of money on that. Jackson went up from a 3 to a 4. Jack fell from a 5 to a 2. Christy fell from a 6 to a 3. Holly went up from a 5 to a 7. Cliff went up from 5 to 6. Tommy fell from 8 to 5. Kat went 4 to 5. Sis went 3 to 2. Nicole went up 4 to a 6. And then Nick went up from a 3 to a 4. So a lot of changes all across the board here.
That's amazing. No one stayed static at all.
Not a single person stayed the same. Everything happens. That's great.
It all changed.
Great stuff. All right. So I also asked, I was very excited for this question this time. How would you rate the episodes of Big Brother this week? Now, they've been consistently very low ratings for the episodes, for the show as a whole. Last week, the audience gave the episodes a 4.3. This week, the audience gave the episodes a 7.3.
Wow.
Let's go.
Let's go.
But I agree.
Yeah. That last night's episode to me was top-notch Big Brother, 10 out of 10. It's what I want to see from Big Brother. I was very, very pleased with it.
Care for Sunday episodes, and that was like,
yeah. I would give the episodes easily an 8 or a 9 over the course of this week. The feeds last week were given a 4.3 as well. This week, a 7.6.
Wow.
More fluidity, less static, less big of alliance ruling the house is always going to lead to better.
Yeah, we need more satellite leaks.
Yeah, right? How crazy was that? So that was wild. We got to see the satellite leak from outside the boat room, and then we got to see the real shit from inside the boat room on Sunday, which I didn't even, like, from the feed leak, I could never have appreciated how amazing Jack was with his, what are you doing? You said your way.
It was like you could only hear some of it. You could only see some of it, but that was, great to see the episode.
Mm. And then finally, how would you rate the season as a whole so far? It last week was at a 3.5 average for the season. This week it jumped up to a 5.1. So just this week has redeemed the season from below average to about average. So if things continue, I would expect that the season as a whole will continue to bump up maybe to around where the episodes and the feeds are, as long as things continue to be good. But maybe. I agree with this. I think that this week saved the season so far.
I wonder if this is the reverse of Big Brother 20, where it was like the first few weeks were like so amazing and awesome, and then it kind of just like petered out from there. I wonder if it's like the first few weeks were terrible, and now all of a sudden we're going to get this like amazing season. And then by the end of the season, everyone's going to have forgotten how terrible it was. And we're going to be like, this season was great. I love it. I would love that.
Yeah, I hope so. Usually it's
more about- I hope so.
If to me, a season is more about how it sticks its landing and not how it starts. So I'm really, if that's the case, I'm all for it.
Yeah. All right. Rank the players from your favorite to your least favorite. Nicole still in that top spot, followed by Cliff and then Kat, who is in third. And then Holly has taken Sam's spot. Tommy used to be there, but Holly has replaced him. Tommy has fallen a bit here. Then Jess in fifth place. Jess was previously fourth to last, just above Sis, Jack, and Jackson. So Jess has seen a massive spike in popularity. Then we have Nick, and then we have, of course, the remnants of the six shooters here. Tommy, Christy, Jackson still third to last, Sis second to last, and Jack still dead last. Actually, Jack replacing Jackson is dead. Jackson actually did. He bumped up two spots. Jackson was last week, is now only third to last above Sis and Jack.
He's becoming that lovable cowboy.
That's what I'm saying.
We'll see.
All right. Everyone agreed that Jack was the best person for Jess to have targeted this week. I asked, which three people are you sending on the field trip? Number one, Christy. Number two, Tommy. Number three, Sis. Those are the three that the RHAP audience has chosen to send on the field trip. Jackson was fourth, trailing a little bit. Jack, even though he's leaving this week, was actually fifth. So that was an interesting result there.
And who's sixth?
Holly was sixth.
Okay.
So our audience, they know what to do. Holly was sixth. Nick was seventh. Jess was eighth. Then Kat. And then Nicole and Cliff with like 0.0 whatever percent of the vote. So our audience knows what's up. We've been harping on it for a while. So I hope that this is indicative of what we see on the show.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Evil Dick, though. Evil Dick's on Twitter going like they don't even care about these votes. Like the producers are just going to pick the three people that they want, that they think should deserve to go into the competition. So I don't know. We'll see. I'm not speaking out of school, but I feel like there's at least an element to that. But I don't know. We'll see.
I disagree.
Okay.
In anticipation of the field trip twist, how are you feeling about its potential impact? Last week, it was at a 43. People were kind of in the middle, but slightly negative on it. They were maybe looking forward to seeing where it would go. This week, people much more negative. They say they're at a 29 out of 100. They're really deep in the, I don't like this. I don't want to see it. Things are good. We don't want to mess it up. So people not looking forward to the field trip twist. And with 91% of the vote, most people want to see Jack evicted over Jackson.
Yep. Makes sense.
Yes. All right. So that's what we have for you this week. Another long podcast, but I think this one definitely deserved it because there's lots to talk through. We're very excited about the season moving forward. Is there anything else that we need to bring up? And also let me know if there's a hashtag idea in the chat. What do you think, guys?
I'm very excited about this season. There's just so many different ways it could shake out. And I, even though that, things don't look amazing for Cliff and Nicole right now, I do have faith in their game abilities in order to see things in front of them once they start to present themselves a little bit longer. I think they're going to have to endure a little bit more of, getting rid of some of the remnants of the former six shooters. Christy's probably going to go next. And then after that, I have to believe that they're going to see this conglomeration of Jackson, Holly, Kat, and Jessica in front of them and realize, I love Jessica, but she's probably more with them and we need to do something about Holly. They at least need to do something about Holly, Kat, and Jackson. That's the T.
Yes. All right. I'm seeing hashtag they know each other.
Yep. I think I like that's pretty good. I love how you built that up too. That was, and I'm calling this team, they know each other. I'm not even bothering with a clever nickname. It's because they know each other.
Yes. All right. So anything else, Melissa?
I was being asked about my shirt. It says a woman's place is in the House and the Senate.
So there you go. All right. So that's what we have for you. Thank you so much for joining us today. We will, of course, be back next week for the next. I hope it's as joyful as this week. And I'll be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happened today on the Big Brother 21 live feeds. And then, of course, Wednesday night, we will be live to recap the veto episode. Cause for more celebration. So that'll be fun. And then Thursday night, of course, after the eviction of Jack. So more fun. So lots to look forward to this week. Make sure you look out for it. That's what we have for you. Make sure you tune in to twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I go live there and have fun if you want to hang out there. You can find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. You can find Brent at One Lucky Gay. You can find Melissa at It's Melissa with 3 A's at the end. That's what we got for you. For Brent and Melissa, I'm Taryn Armstrong. Hashtag they know each other. I'll see you next time.